KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Ceramic of some sort, so they're kiln fired, they're fireproofed. It is a great option, and generally they sort of seam together and overlap in a way where you don't, it's sort of at a grout line, if you will, so it doesn't look like you're piecing things together. I mean, to that point, you can also do a stone fascia, like a faux stone.
Yeah, any of those, yeah.
So there's a ton of different ways that you can have that look if you don't want the painted look. Good idea, Jimmy.
You know, every once in a while, Leslie.
All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Temperatures are dropping. Holiday travel is ramping up. The last thing you need is a burst pipe turning your cozy home into an icy disaster. Coming up, we're going to share a few tricks of the trade to help you from spending thousands in repairs. So stay tuned. Hi, it's Leslie from The Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
If you own a home and need cash, you can unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high interest debt or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
You're ready for savings. The Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
Is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. You know, between maintenance, upgrades, and that never-ending to-do list, managing your home can feel overwhelming. But now, there's an app for that, and it's called HomeZada. And it's kind of like having a personal assistant for your house. With HomeZada, you can track your home's inventory for insurance or estate planning. You can schedule maintenance reminders, manage renovation budgets, and even get a complete picture of your home's financial health, all in one powerful, easy-to-use platform. And here's your chance to make home management stress-free. We are giving away a one-year premium subscription to HomeZada, which is a $99 value. HomeZada's new homeowner AI takes the hassle out of organizing. It learns what's in your home, it tracks it automatically, and keeps you one step ahead. Whether you are planning a big project or just trying to remember when it's time to change that HVAC filter, HomeZada keeps it all on track. Plus, you don't have to wait to win, guys. You can actually save 20% on an annual premium or a deluxe subscription right now with promo code MONEYPIT at HomeZada.com. So it seems like everybody's a winner. That's HomeZada.com, the smarter, simpler way to manage your home and everything in it. Well, maybe not your kids, but you could try. All right, guys, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT for your chance to win. Jim, who's up next?
All right, Leslie, we've got Kevin in Rhode Island. He has a question about keeping his basement dry. What can we do for you, Kevin?
I removed a downspout extension that took the water away maybe 3 feet from the foundation.
Yeah.
And I replaced it because someone said it didn't look good. I replaced it with a cement kind of water carrier wave, which is 2 feet. And I noticed I have some water in the basement. So it's very damp. It's damp is what it is. So I put a little crushed rock at the end of the extension, hoping that that would maybe help out on the water.
All right, yeah. You know what? I don't think that's going to do anything when you put that gravel there. It's not going to help sort of move that water away more quickly. What it would do is kind of keep that dirt from eroding away from that water coming from the downspout. If you want your basement to be drier,
you have to move that excess moisture away from the foundation. So you're on the right track there with the downspout extension. But if you don't like what you're looking at, you can put it into a solid PVC pipe and then run it underground. But that also needs to be pitched underground, and it has to discharge that water somewhere. So it kind of depends on the shape of your property and, you know, whether or not you're able to do that, whether or not that's going to make a difference at all. But I would rather take a look at downspouts that I know are functioning and that I know are moving the water away from the foundation area to provide a drier basement than worrying so much about what it looks like. But you absolutely can bury them. You just have to make sure that they don't get crushed, that they don't become detached, and then that water is sort of going right back to the foundation area. So it's, you know, even though it's out of sight, out of mind, I feel like it would be out of sight, like constantly on my mind, you know? But that's up to you, Kevin. If you don't like it, you absolutely can bury it as long as you have that slope and it's going somewhere. If not, just make sure you extend about 3 feet away from the foundation. And then if you dehumidify that space, that should definitely help you do the trick of keeping that basement drier.
Good idea.
Thanks for calling 888 Money Pit, Kevin. I hope that helps out.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I proved that I was human. I know, Jim. I don't ever make mistakes. But what a dodo bird I was. I totally made a mistake when we had Bruce Sciacco on water system on the show. I mistakenly gave you guys the wrong website address at the end of the interview. The correct website for them is JawsCleans.com. That's JawsCleans.com. And these cleaners really do perform. And remember, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JawsCleans.com and save 20%. Again, JawsCleans.com. I swear I will not make that mistake again. Well, with the holidays right around the corner and this cold still lingering, of course, never seems to go away. I promise maybe for the new year I'll get my voice back. On my Christmas list it says, Dear Santa, I would like my voice back.
You know what? However, your voice does sound markedly better from our last session.
Yeah, because I keep drinking the tea. All the tea in the land, Jim.
Honey too, honey, dear.
Yes, my dear. Anyway, honey. Well, the holidays, they're right around the corner. Temperatures are dropping, and now is the time to protect one of your home's most valuable systems. It's a valuable system, not a valuerber.
It's easy for you to say.
I know, right? It's your plumbing. Now, frozen pipes can lead to major leaks, water damage, and a serious mess, especially if this happens while you're away visiting family or if you're home hosting guests. So you want to start by focusing on the pipes that are the most at risk, and those are the ones in unheated spaces, like your basement, the garage, crawl spaces, or even simply along an exterior wall of your home. You want to wrap them with foam pipe insulation. It's inexpensive, it's easy to install, and it can make a big difference. For added protection, you can even use heat tape on especially cold-prone spots, but be sure to follow those manufacturer directions carefully. Now, inside your home, you want to open your cabinet doors under the sink to let that warm air kind of circulate, especially in your kitchen and your bathroom that kind of sits against those exterior walls. And if you're traveling for the holidays, don't turn the heat off. Just set it to around 55 degrees to keep your home safely above freezing. And here's a small but mighty tip. Let faucets on those vulnerable pipes drip just slightly during these extreme cold snaps. That steady trickle kind of keeps the pressure from building up inside the pipe, which is often what causes them to burst. A little prep now means no surprises later, because nothing ruins a holiday weekend faster than a plumbing emergency. All right? Good tip there, you guys. All right, Jim, who do we have up next?
Out in Delaware, we've got Rochelle, who's dealing with a crack in the floor. Tell us a little bit more about this crack, please, Rochelle.
I purchased my home about 14 years ago, and when I purchased it, the inspector said that there was a slight crack in the concrete slab. So over the years, the crack has probably gotten wider. So there is a dip in my kitchen floor. I had a contractor come out, and he said that they would be able to put foam into the floor and level the floor out. So I'm trying to find out if there are any other options that I have to correct this problem, because it is... It's very annoying, and I'm concerned as the years go by that it's getting wider. So that's where I'm at.
All right, so a couple of things are coming to mind here. First of all, this contractor that you're talking with, was he talking about trying to level the floor or just adding a floor leveling compound to kind of smooth out what's already there?
He's talking about adding a foam solution where they would pump it into, they would inject it into the floor, filled where the slab is cracked at. And he said that what that would do is it would level the floor out eventually. And it's really pricey. I mean, he wants $1,000 to do
that. Yeah, I don't think you want to do that. So listen, what's really bugging me here is that these guys are talking about serious structural issues with perhaps zero education for what that structural issue is. I mean, they're talking about using an injection system where basically you inject underneath the slab and kind of try to lift the slab to level things up. And that's super bad because you could be causing more problems by adjusting how that slab is sitting, causing more cracks, causing more issues, causing water to get in. But what you really need to do here is just use a floor leveling compound. You seal the cracks to make sure no water gets in, and then use this floor leveling compound to flatten out the kitchen floor before you put the new flooring down. You're not going to see it. It's going to be underneath that flooring. But if you really want to know what's going on and you really want to know how to fix this the right way, call a structural engineer, have it inspected by the engineer, and the engineer will determine whether or not this is sort of active movement and really tell you what's going on here. They could say this is just a cosmetic issue, no worries, or they could say like, whoa, we've got something really bad going on structurally. And if so, that engineer is going to specify exactly what you've got to do to fix that issue. And at this point, once you've got the set of instructions or what needs to be done from that engineer, then you would call a contractor and say, hey, I've got this from a structural engineer. This is what they tell me is going on. This is how they recommend you fix it. And then that contractor sort of has, not going to say like an instruction manual, but definitely more information about what is going on there and how to properly fix that. And the good thing is, if you go that route and you do have a structural issue and it's repaired, the engineer then comes back after and inspects the work again and says, yep, you fixed it correctly. I'm going to amend my report and say, you fixed it in this way. It was fixed right. Good on you. And then you sort of have this pedigree of what went on with your house. So should you sell it down the road, you can be like, you know, we had an issue, here's what happened, here's how we fixed it, and it's all good now. So these are kind of the things that help you to determine how the best way to handle these projects are. And I don't think just going with what this contractor is recommending is the right way at first. You know what I'm saying?
Leslie, do you think that if your home got that kind of pedigree, you could apply for the American Kennel Club, possibly?
The new breed for 2026. You have to wait till next year. Sorry, Jim. And sorry, French Bulldog, who is going to be replaced by the floor leveling engineer.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, if you can level a floor versus mud jacking, go the floor leveling route.
Oh, for real. That would be terrible. Could you imagine doing all that work? Money. It could be a big mistake.
I mean, mud jacking has its place. It does some really cool stuff. And your structural engineer might even recommend
that's the
method used. But just to jump right to that.
Yeah, that's a big undertaking, especially if it's not needed.
Thank you so much. I love your show. I listen to you guys every Saturday. And thank you so, so much. I really appreciate your feedback. And have a great day.
All right, Rochelle. Good luck with that. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Well, after years of record high mortgage rates and sky high home prices, could 2026 finally bring some relief for buyers and a little more balance for sellers? Well, the experts think so. Coming up, we'll break down the latest forecast for mortgage rates, home prices, and what homeowners should be doing now to get ready for next year's market shift. That and more when the Money Pit returns.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities, yet many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-915-8003. 800-915-8003. That's 800-915-8003.
The Treasury just made a huge announcement regarding illegal immigrants.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Treasury says illegal immigrants will be removed from the financial system completely. If you can't get a job here and you can't get benefits, you're not going to come. This should have been done years ago.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, are you running out of time, but you still want your home to feel festive? Well, don't worry. You can create instant holiday charm with what you've already got around the house. Start by focusing on fragrance and light. So you can simmer a pot of water with cinnamon sticks, orange slices, and cloves, and that will give you that classic holiday scent. And you can swap out a few regular bulbs for warm white or even twinkle lights to add a cozy glow. Next up, head outside. You can clip some evergreen branches or holly and tuck them into vases, pitchers, even mason jars. Tie them with a ribbon or twine for that natural, elegant look. And don't forget your entryway. A simple wreath or garland on the door says welcome without a lot of effort. I have to tell you, Jim, I know how much time you spend on TikTok for home decorating tips.
Oh, tons, Leslie. Wait, excuse me. Did you say something? I was preoccupied on TikTok.
But maybe you've seen this one where you take that, like, shower tension rod and you put it in, like, a doorway, and then you wrap your garland around it with some lights and some ribbon. Well, I finally did it after seeing it, like, everywhere on social media. And it's really adorable. And talk about so easy. I mean, granted, I did have to go out and buy the tension rod because I didn't have an extra one kicking around.
Right.
So it was like $12 at Target. But I had some garland, I had some battery lights, and some red ribbon. And it's just so festive. You guys know what I'm talking about out there. Half the ladies listening are like, I have seen this many, many times, and now I will go try it. Jim's now on TikTok searching.
Yeah, well, it's got to be easier than the upside-down Christmas trees you're trying to convince me to screw into the ceiling.
No, it's just standing on the floor.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's move along here, Leslie.
Yeah. Back to you guys. Well, if you're wondering what the housing market might look like in 2026, you're not alone. After several roller coaster years of soaring prices and high interest rates, there's finally some cautious optimism on the horizon, but it's not quite a full return to those pre-pandemic days of easy buying and fast sales. So according to the latest data from the National Association of Realtors, Fannie Mae, and Zillow, 2026 could be a year of slow but steady stabilization. Now, Fannie Mae predicts that mortgage rates, which have hovered around 6%, a little bit above for much of 2025, could drop to around 5.9. I know that's not a lot, but it's a little. And by the end of 2026, well, it could be around 5.9 by the end of 2026, which isn't quite the 2.5s and the 2.75s that we saw during the pandemic, which is why you guys, sorry, residents of Garden City, New York, I'm never leaving because my mortgage rate is 2.5%. What are you going to do? That's just what happened. But it could be enough to kind of motivate buyers and sellers back into the market. Now, when it comes to home prices, the days of double-digit annual jumps are behind us. Zillow expects prices to raise by about 1.9% nationwide through 2026, which means definitely a more balanced, realistic market. And the good news is that the stability could help buyers regain confidence, while sellers will still see solid but maybe slower gains in equity.
Sellers will still see solid?
Look at you. I was all ready to talk real estate, and you're just giving me props for speaking. I don't have to do much around here, huh?
Baby steps.
All right. Well, we're predicting that sales are going to rebound modestly. Analysts project that the number of homes sold could increase by nearly 500,000 compared to 2025, and that's thanks in part to a phenomenon called rate unlocking. Many homeowners, like myself, who are holding on to their ultra-low mortgage rates, are starting to realize that you kind of can't wait forever, especially if you want to upsize or downsize or relocate. You just got to do it. But here's what's important for our listeners to remember. Housing is still local. National averages are one thing. Your regional market may tell a completely different story. I mean, some parts of the country, like the South or the Midwest, are expected to see stronger growth thanks to lower construction costs and available land. Meanwhile, pricier coastal cities may continue to see slower movement as affordability challenges linger. So what can homeowners and potential buyers do right now to prepare for 2026? First, you've got to get your finances in order, check your credit, pay down your debt, and know your budget before rates start to move. And if you're planning to sell, start tackling repairs or upgrades that could increase your value curb appeal, kitchen and bathroom updates, and energy efficient improvements always top that list. And for buyers, start tracking neighborhoods now. Get a real feel for pricing, schools, taxes, so that you're going to be ready to make that smart move when the right opportunity comes along. Bottom line, 2026 may not bring the frenzy of the last few years, but it's shaping up to be a healthier, more sustainable housing market overall. Prices are going to inch up, inventory should improve, and buyers and sellers might finally find themselves on more equal footing. For now, let's see what projects or plans you all have. Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Are you expecting guests this holiday season? Well, don't panic. Getting your home ready doesn't have to be a huge production. Coming up, we'll share easy hosting hacks to help you prep your space, impress your guests, and let you enjoy the festivity yourself, all without breaking the bank. So stick around. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from The Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. Hope you're ready for savings. The Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
If you own a home and need cash, you can unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high-interest debt, or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
Making good homes better, welcome back to The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, do you ever feel like keeping up with your home is a full-time job? From maintenance reminders and project budgets to tracking what you own for insurance? It's a lot to manage, and that's where HomeZada comes in. HomeZada is a digital home management platform that helps you stay on top of everything under one roof, all in one smart, easy-to-use place. You can track your home inventory, manage your maintenance schedule, plan renovation projects, and even see the real cost of owning your home. Hint, it's expensive. And now, one lucky Money Pit listener will win a year of HomeZada premium subscription valued at $99. HomeZada's built-in homeowner AI makes organizing your home faster and easier than ever. No more hours spent uploading or sorting
through piles of paperwork. Plus, you'll have the peace of mind that comes with knowing your home, your projects, and your finances are all connected and all under control. Want to give it a try yourself? Well, you can save 20% on a Homezada premium or deluxe annual subscription with coupon code MONEYPIT at homezada.com. That's Homezada, smarter home management simplified. Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT for help with your home improvement questions and your chance to win. Well, if you've got family or friends coming for the holidays, you already know how quickly your house can go from festive to frantic. But getting your home ready for guests doesn't have to mean an all-day cleaning marathon or an expensive makeover. A few smart tweaks can make your space feel warm, organized, and totally holiday ready. So let's start with the entryway. It's the first thing that your guests are going to see, and during the winter, it takes a beating. You can add an extra doormat outside and a washable rug inside to catch all that salt and snow. You can set up a small bin or a basket for shoes. And if you're short on coat hooks, you can install a temporary over-the-door rack or use a standing coat tree. Next, focus on the guest spaces. Even if you don't have a dedicated guest room, you can still make your guests feel welcome. A comfy air mattress or a pull-out sofa, fresh linens, and a small bedside lamp go a long way. You can add a basket of essentials like towels, toothpaste, phone chargers, so they don't have to ask. Now let's talk kitchen strategy. It's the heart of every gathering, and let's be honest, it's always the busiest room in the house. So take a few minutes to clear out fridge space before guests arrive. And if you're cooking big meals, label shelves or trays to keep things organized. Keep a coffee and cocoa station ready so guests can help themselves in the morning without waking you up. And lighting is another easy win. You can swap harsh bulbs for warm white LEDs. You can add candles or battery lanterns for ambiance. And if you're hosting overnight, you can use some nightlights in hallways or bathrooms to make things easier for your late night wanderers. And here's one of my favorite quick fixes. If you are short on time, before your guests arrive, clean from the front to the back. Tidy up the spaces your guests will actually see. The living room, the guest bathroom, kitchen counters. Close the doors on the rest and deal with it later, you guys. And finally, don't forget the smells. Fresh pine, citrus, vanilla, instantly say holiday. You can use simmer pots, candles, or plug-in fresheners to make your home feel warm and inviting. With just a little prep and some clever shortcuts, you are going to spend less time stressing and more time actually enjoying the season with the people you love. How about that for a change, you guys? All right, Jim, let's get back to the callers. Who's up?
Leslie, we've got Victoria from Arkansas. She's on the line, and she's having a grout issue. What's happening, Victoria?
Well, you know, grout this, grout that, grumpy, grumpy grout.
Okay, grumpy grout. What's going on?
You know, I hate grouting. It's real tough. But this is with granules in it. But there's just a couple of small areas where it's fallen out. Do I still need, I mean, this is a pretty tall shower. Do I still need to pull out all the grout from the top to the bottom, or can I just grout those few little particles that fell out?
No, I mean, if you've got areas where it's really secure and not coming out, you definitely don't need to regrout those areas. But where the grout has popped out, you know, that's the area that you have to refill. You don't happen to have any of the original grout left by chance.
No, because I bought this house about 4 years ago, but I found the same type of grout. But it is kind of like a sandy grout. Are you familiar with that?
Well, it depends. All right, so the grout that you have is sandy. Generally, a sandy grout means it's meant for wider grout lines, and that's generally for a floor. The one that's smoother, more fine, is generally the wall shower grout. So it depends. Could you use it on the wall? Absolutely. It's just going to have a little bit of a thicker texture than the other would for the walls. Now, the other thing is, are you sure it's the same color? Because if you don't get the color right, you are going to notice, even if it's just like a slight shade different from the white or ivory, whatever it is. Because sometimes when you mix it up wet and it looks like, oh, great, matches exactly, it will tend to dry darker. So I would do a little test patch just to make sure that they are pretty close, make sure you feel comfortable with the heavier grout, the more sanded grout, and that should definitely help you out.
Oh, thank God. Grateful that you guys called me back and saved me all that time and aggravation.
Oh, you're super welcome. No worries.
No more grumpy grouting.
All right, take care.
Heading out to Baltimore, Leslie, we've got Darlene. Darlene's dealing with some noise issues. I should say,
Darlene's dealing with some noise issues.
What's happening? Well, I'm sorry. What's happening out there, Darlene?
Well, I have a wall between my upstairs apartment and my downstairs apartment, and there's no insulation in the wall, and I want to insulate it so that I have sound barrier to places. And I wanted to know what insulation would be the best thing to use.
All right. So is it the ceiling that you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the wall that goes up the stairs.
Oh, you're talking about the stairwell wall. All right. So you're hearing everything. People going up and down the stairs, people talking, yada, yada, yada. So the best insulation to kind of use for that is a mineral wool insulation. And Owens Corning makes a product that's called thermofiber, and it has excellent sound resistant qualities to it. You would, however, have to open up a wall to do this. So you'd have to take off the drywall, put the thermofiber in. And in addition to the thermofiber, you could also install a sound deadening drywall, because you're taking the drywall off anyway to put in the insulation. You could go sort of double dewy here and put the extra sound barrier with the sound deadening drywall. There's one that you can find at home centers called Quiet Rock. So it would be sort of the thermofiber insulation and then the Quiet Rock sound deadening drywall. And in a combination of the two, I mean, it's going to be super quiet.
Okay, well, that sounds really good. I appreciate your calling me back so quickly.
Too bad you have to take off the wall, but now is a great chance to get the sound qualities you need, the insulation that you want, and pick a new paint color. What's not to love here? It's like a win-win, right?
Thank you very much. I enjoy your program.
Do you love those twinkling holiday windows? Well, Leslie does too, but decorating them the wrong way could actually damage your glass or frames. Coming up, Leslie will share the right way to deck your windows safely and still keep that holiday sparkle shining bright. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on the Money Pit.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
.com. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Can Kristi Noem stop the massive third world immigration? Is Trump veering beyond the America First doctrine with his Venezuela overtures? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author,
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better this holiday season and all year round. This is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. And it's time now for Jim to jump into his Santa sack of emails. Right? It's festive this time of year. Maybe it's red and velvety instead of just an inbox. I don't know.
I don't have to read it like Santa, do I?
Can you?
I can, but I won't. I'll save you and both listeners. Okay.
I'm like, my parents are dead, so I don't know. Who are the other people?
Well, if it's not for family, who do we have? Right. Okay. So real quick here. Brandon wrote in to Team Money Pit. And he would like to know about three-prong outlets in his 1940s house. He says, I have a home that was built in the 40s, and all my outlets are two-prong with no ground wire. I was wondering, should I replace the receptacle with a three-prong outlet or ground it to the box? Is this something I should hire an electrician for? Well, you know my answer, Leslie.
I mean, I say yes, hire an electrician. But, you know, if there's no grounding wire in the outlet, you might be able to ground it to the metal electric box that the outlet's in.
As long as it's grounded, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know. I don't want to point you in that direction. I'm not there. You're going to need a voltage tester to determine this. The other option is that you put a GFCI in that outlet. That won't be grounded, but it will detect any ground fault and shut the power to the outlet. In either event, do not do this yourself, please. It's a tricky job. There's a lot of variables, life, death, all that kind of stuff.
Come on. You only live once, Segretti.
Well, let's continue the living rather than, you know.
There's an idea.
Come on. Hire an electrician. It'll be a few bucks. You'll be very happy you did it, and you'll know that outlet is correct. All right there, Brandon. Good luck.
Adding a festive touch to your windows is a great way to spread holiday cheer. But you need to make sure you know how to attach those decorations without damaging the window frames. Leslie shares some non-destructive decorating secrets in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, it's so much fun to decorate your windows for the holidays. I mean, what's a cozy holiday scene without a twinkle or two shining through? But here's the thing. Today's energy-efficient windows are a lot more delicate than the old wood ones a lot of us grew up with. They've got insulated glass, special coatings, moving parts that all can be damaged if you're not careful. A few things to avoid here. Never drill, staple, or tape lights or garlands directly to the window frame. You could puncture the seal or damage the finish, and that's not a holiday surprise you want. And while real pine branches and cones smell amazing, the pine sap can leave behind sticky stains that are tough to remove once the season is over. And please skip the aerosol snow spray. It could look cute for a week, but it's nearly impossible to clean off, and it can leave residue that clouds the glass. Same goes for spray-on spider webs, you guys. Don't ask how I know, but I know, all right? So don't mess around. So how do you get that festive look safely? Suction cups are your best friend. They are perfect for hanging lightweight wreaths, ornaments, or icicles. For families with kids, peel-and-stick decals are a great mess-free way to get that holiday look. And if you really want to hang something heavier, make sure you attach it to the wall trim around the window, not the window itself. Keep those windows sparkling, safe, and festive, and you'll have holiday charm that shines from both inside and out. Now that's a wrap for this hour of The Money Pit. We've covered everything from keeping your home guest ready and safe this holiday season to making sure your decorating doesn't do more harm than good. Whether you're untangling lights, setting up your tree, or just trying to stay warm, remember a few smart moves now will keep your holidays running smoothly and your home in great shape. I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us. You can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. We'll see you next time on The Money Pit.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A shooter dressed in black killed at least two people and wounded eight others at Brown University on Saturday during final exams on the Ivy League campus. Police searched for the suspect. More for Bernie Bennett on this developing story.
The Ivy League school in Providence, Rhode Island issued an active shooter alert and urged students and staff to take shelter Saturday, the second day of final exams. Police say the suspect is a male in dark clothing who was last seen leaving the building. Police did not immediately release details about the victim's conditions. Mayor Brett Smiley says agencies across the region are helping with the investigation.
We have all available resources, and as the governor mentioned, he's in touch with governors in other areas as well. This will be an ongoing investigation. Obviously, FBI, ATF, Providence Police, Brown Police are all actively investigating this as we speak.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump has been briefed on the shooting. A settlement is reached for hundreds of clergy abuse victims in New Orleans.
The Archdiocese of New Orleans will pay at least $230 million to hundreds of victims of sexual abuse by clergy. Earlier this month, some survivors behind the more than 500 abuse claims testified how they are still affected decades later. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump has signed an executive order pressuring states not to regulate artificial intelligence. Heritage Foundation analyst West Hodges tells Salem's Radio that the order is necessary as a first step to set parameters for any future regulatory efforts concerning AI.
You need common sense guardrails. It's the only way to scale a powerful technology like this in a free society. So what the executive order does is it addresses some legitimate concerns about rogue state AI laws that, you know, may go across their borders into other states and put undue burdens on AI developers.
You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
The commemoration has grown as a tradition since 1992. Donated green Christmas wreaths with distinctive red bows are set at gravesites by both families and volunteers to honor the lives of those who served our nation. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, describes the strong sentiments which wreaths across America revokes.
The annual tradition honors, of course, our fallen by placing wreaths on graves in national cemeteries across the country. I've done that myself, and yeah, I've had my grandfather served in World War One, World War Two. I've served, obviously, in a number of periods of hostilities.
featuring the arrival of 13 tractor-trailer trucks at our nation's most hallowed grounds, Arlington National Cemetery, across the Potomac River from our nation's capital. Similar events took place all across the country on Saturday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A piece of an original Star Wars artwork has sold for nearly $4 million at auction. Heritage Auctions' Charles Epting says the Star Wars painting made by Tom Young in 1977 is of historical significance for the film industry.
This is the piece of art that was used in magazine and newspaper advertisements before the film came out. The film was released towards the end of May 1977. This piece of art started appearing in newspapers in the middle of May. So for most of America, this was the first time they got a glimpse of the galaxy far, far away. This would have been the first time that they ever saw Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker.
If you're feeling a bit overwhelmed by the pressure to spend money on gifts, parties, and travel this holiday season, you're not alone. This time of year, marketed as the most wonderful, can quickly become stressful. That's especially true now. The job market's tough, student loans, credit card debt rising, prices for many items remain high. To avoid putting additional pressure, experts say to be balanced on your holiday spending. Townhall.com has more.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McLean today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Enjoy a moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com. Law.com.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Redding Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at RedingKia.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Money pit. If your basement needs a pump or your place up like a dump, live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up the telephone.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. Holy moly, we are in December, Jimmy. I'm Leslie Segretti, and of course, with me is Jim Kenzie. So, Jim, I cannot even believe, like, this year is flying.
And what the future holds, who knows? This is cool. It's a good time of year.
It's cool, it's exciting, it's a little bit scary, but it's fun. And you and I are going to do great, Jimmy, I promise you this, because it's Christmas, and there's always magic at Christmas time. Am I right?
Heck yeah.
So what are you guys working on? Are you doing any special projects? Jim, do you have projects that you need to tackle quick before Santa comes down the chimney?
Need to or will?
I guess will means have to, correct?
Well, you know what? I'll just prioritize the stuff that I you know, value most and have the time and money to do.
All right. There's always a lot to do. I mean, truly, there's so much going on and everybody's busy and you got to get the gifts and you got to go see the family. Maybe you don't want to see the family, but you got to go see the family. So it's a stressful time, and we, Jim and I, are trying to make it less stressful for you. So let's give you a hand. What do we have going on this hour? You know, it's getting cold. Temperatures are dropping fast. Holiday travel is around the corner. The last thing you need while you are away, or even, heck, while you're home, is a burst pipe turning your cozy home into an icy disaster. So we're going to share a few simple steps to keep your plumbing safe all winter long, from insulation tricks to one small drip that can save you thousands in repairs. Stay tuned. We're going to help you keep things flowing smoothly this holiday season. And after years of record high mortgage rates and sky high home prices, could 2026 finally bring some relief for buyers, maybe a little more balance for sellers? Well, the experts think so. We're going to break down the latest forecasts for mortgage rates, home prices, and what homeowners should be doing now to get ready for next year's market shift. And are you expecting guests this holiday season? Well, don't panic. Getting your home ready doesn't have to be a huge production. We're going to share easy hosting hacks to help you prep your space, impress your guests, and still have time to relax and enjoy the festivities. Listen, you're going to try to relax and enjoy the festivities. Let's be honest.
We will make you enjoy it.
You're going to just try. Try. That's all I'm saying. All right. We're going to do all of that, of course, without breaking the bank. And we've got a great giveaway this hour to help you get your life organized. You know, HomeZada is up for grabs, and it's a digital home management platform that helps you stay on top of everything under your roof. It's all in one. It's smart. It's easy to use. You can track your home inventory, manage your maintenance schedule, plan renovation projects, and even see the real cost of owning your home. It's definitely like having your own home manager. And now one lucky Money Pit listener will win a year of HomeZada's premium subscription, which is valued at $99. So give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT for help and, of course, for your chance to win. Jim, who's up first?
Leslie, we have Debbie in Arkansas, and she's on the line not with a question for herself, but on her daughter's house. How can we help you folks out?
Hi, my daughter recently bought a house. It's an older house that's been remodeled, and she was going to renovate around her fireplace, and she discovered that the large wall behind the fireplace, which is about a 20-foot wide wall, has got it had brick behind the plaster. She took all the plaster down, but it had been put up with liquid nails. So there's liquid nails all over this brick, and she's called in a couple of people to give bids, and it was thousands of dollars to either re-brick over it or chisel it down, and they said it would probably ruin the brick if they did. And so I was just curious if you had any ideas at all. We looked up on the internet, and there was one about a heat gun possibly, but
you certainly could use a heat gun, but it's going to be very hot, and it's going to cause all kind of fumes. And the problem with that is that you have this type of adhesive, and it's going to soak into the pores of the brick. So at best, even after doing all of this, you're going to end up painting that brick, which, you know, I hate to tell anybody, because if you love the look of brick and you put paint on it, it's really never going to go back to looking like a natural brick again. It can look awesome with painting brick, but if you don't love it, you're never going back to the brick. That decision was already made for you by whoever decided it was a good idea to glue that plaster right to the brick without putting up any kind of furring strip or something to kind of set it apart from the brick. Now, there's a lot of different types of adhesive softeners out there, but I do fear that even if you went through all of that trouble, you're still going to have a surface that doesn't look great, and it's going to be all torn up, and I would probably just go right over it, attach fur strips to that brick surface, and maybe put drywall up or another type of stone or something. But the idea of having that exposed brick wall is just not going to work, and it's going to be a big mess and a big project.
Hey, Leslie, I got a question for you. When we get these painting brick calls, I always wonder, especially on a brick fireplace, if you wanted that brick look, what about the faux brick panels they sell? They're like 3/4 of an inch thick, I think. And you just buy a whole, you know, it's fake brick. It looks great. And you're just putting a thin panel over the other brick.
Well, and I mean, and generally those are made out of like a cement or a ceramic of some sort. So they're kiln fired. They're fireproofed. It is a great option. And generally they sort of seam together and overlap in a way where you don't, it's sort of at a grout line, if you will. So it doesn't look like you're piecing things together. I mean, to that point, you can also do a stone fascia, like a faux stone.
Right, yeah, any of those, yeah.
So there's a ton of different ways that you can have that look if you don't want the painted look. Good idea, Jimmy.
You know, every once in a while, Leslie.
All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Temperatures are dropping. Holiday travel is ramping up. The last thing you need is a burst pipe turning your cozy home into an icy disaster. Coming up, we're going to share a few tricks of the trade to help you from spending thousands in repairs. So stay tuned. Hi, it's Leslie from The Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years. So you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
If you own a home and need cash, you could unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high interest debt or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
You're ready for savings. The Marvel Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
It is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. You know, between maintenance, upgrades, and that never-ending to-do list, managing your home can feel overwhelming. But now there's an app for that, and it's called HomeZada. And it's kind of like having a personal assistant for your house. With HomeZada, you can track your home's inventory for insurance or estate planning. You can schedule maintenance reminders, manage renovation budgets, and even get a complete picture of your home's financial health, all in one powerful, easy-to-use platform. And here's your chance to make home management stress-free. We are giving away a one-year premium subscription to HomeZada, which is a $99 value. HomeZada's new homeowner AI takes the hassle out of organizing. It learns what's in your home, it tracks it automatically, and keeps you one step ahead. Whether you are planning a big project or just trying to remember when it's time to change that HVAC filter, HomeZada keeps it all on track. Plus, you don't have to wait to win, guys. You can actually save 20% on an annual premium or deluxe subscription right now with promo code MONEYPIT at HomeZada.com. So it seems like everybody's a winner. That's HomeZada.com, the smarter, simpler way to manage your home and everything in it. Well, maybe not your kids, but you could try. All right, guys, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT for your chance to win. Jim, who's up next?
All right, Leslie, we've got Kevin in Rhode Island. He has a question about keeping his basement dry. What can we do for you, Kevin?
I removed a downspout extension that took the water away maybe 3 feet from the foundation.
Yeah.
And I replaced it because someone said it didn't look good. I replaced it with a cement kind of water carrier wave, which is 2 feet. And I noticed I have some water in the basement. So very damp. It's damp is what it is. So I put a little crushed rock at the end of the extension, hoping that that would maybe help out on the water.
All right, yeah. You know what? I don't think that's going to do anything when you put that gravel there. It's not going to help sort of move that water away more quickly. What it would do is kind of keep that dirt from eroding away from that water coming from the downspout. If you want your basement to be drier, you have to move that excess moisture away from the foundation. So you're on the right track there with the downspout extension, but if you don't like what you're looking at, you can put it into a solid PVC pipe and then run it underground. But that also needs to be pitched underground, and it has to discharge that water somewhere. So it kind of depends on the shape of your property and, you know, whether or not you're able to do that, whether or not that's going to make a difference at all. But I would rather take a look at downspouts that I know are functioning and that I know are moving the water away from the foundation area to provide a drier basement than worrying so much about what it looks like. But you absolutely can bury them. You just have to make sure that they don't get crushed, that they don't become detached, and then that water is sort of going right back to the foundation area. So it's, you know, even though it's out of sight, out of mind, I feel like it would be out of sight, like constantly on my mind, you know. But that's up to you, Kevin. If you don't like it, you absolutely can bury it as long as you have that slope and it's going somewhere. If not, just make sure you extend about 3 feet away from the foundation. And then if you dehumidify that space, that should definitely help you do the trick of keeping that basement drier.
Good idea.
Thanks for calling 888-MONEYPIT, Kevin. I hope that helps out.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I proved that I was human. I know, Jim. I don't ever make mistakes. But what a dodo bird I was. I totally made a mistake when we had Bruce Yacko on. Water system on the show. I mistakenly gave you guys the wrong website address at the end of the interview. The correct website for them is JawsCleans.com. That's JawsCleans.com. And these cleaners really do perform. And remember, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JawsCleans.com and save 20%. Again, JawsCleans.com. I swear I will not make that mistake again. Well, with the holidays right around the corner and this cold still lingering, of course, never seems to go away. I promise maybe for the new year I'll get my voice back. On my Christmas list it says, Dear Santa, I would like my voice back.
You know what? However, your voice does sound markedly better from our last session.
Yeah, because I keep drinking the tea. All the tea in the land, Jim.
Honey too, honey, dear.
Yes, my dear. Anyway, honey. Well, the holidays, they're right around the corner. temperatures are dropping, and now is the time to protect one of your home's most valuable systems. It's a valuable system, not a valuable.
It's easy for you to say.
I know, right? It's your plumbing. Now, frozen pipes can lead to major leaks, water damage, and a serious mess, especially if this happens while you're away visiting family or if you're home hosting guests. So you want to start by focusing on the pipes that are the most at risk, and those are the ones in unheated spaces, like your basement, the garage, crawl spaces, or even simply along an exterior wall of your home. You want to wrap them with foam pipe insulation. It's inexpensive, it's easy to install, and it can make a big difference. For added protection, you can even use heat tape on especially cold-prone spots, but be sure to follow those manufacturer directions carefully. Now, inside your home, you want to open your cabinet doors under the sink to let that warm air kind of circulate, especially in your kitchen and your bathroom that kind of sits against those exterior walls. And if you're traveling for the holidays, don't turn the heat off. Just set it to around 55 degrees to keep your home safely above freezing. And here's a small but mighty tip. Let faucets on those vulnerable pipes drip just slightly during these extreme cold snaps. That steady trickle kind of keeps the pressure from building up inside the pipe, which is often what causes them to burst. A little prep now means no surprises later, because nothing ruins a holiday weekend faster than a plumbing emergency. All right? Good tip there, you guys. All right, Jim, who do we have up next?
Out in Delaware, we've got Rochelle, who's dealing with a crack in the floor. Tell us a little bit more about this crack, please, Rochelle.
I purchased my home about 14 years ago, and when I purchased it, the inspector said that there was a slight crack in the concrete slab. So over the years, the crack has probably gotten wider. So there is a dip in my kitchen.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Floor out eventually. And it's really pricey. I mean, he wants $1,000 to do.
I don't think you want to do that. So listen, what's really bugging me here is that these guys are talking about serious structural issues with perhaps zero education for what that structural issue is. I mean, they're talking about using an injection system where basically you inject underneath the slab and kind of try to lift the slab to level things up. And that's super bad because you could be causing more problems by adjusting how that slab is sitting, causing more cracks, causing more issues, causing water to get in. But what you really need to do here is just use a floor leveling compound. You seal the cracks to make sure no water gets in, and then use this floor leveling compound to flatten out the kitchen floor before you put the new flooring down. You're not going to see it. It's going to be underneath that flooring. But if you really want to know what's going on and you really want to know how to fix this the right way, call a structural engineer, have it inspected by the engineer, and the engineer will determine whether or not this is sort of active movement and really tell you what's going on here. They could say, this is just a cosmetic issue, no worries, or they could say, like, whoa, we've got something really bad going on structurally, and if so, that engineer is going to specify exactly what you've got to do to fix that issue. And at this point, once you've got the set of instructions or what needs to be done from that engineer, then you would call a contractor and say, hey, I've got this from a structural engineer. This is what they tell me is going on. This is how they recommend you fix it. And then that contractor sort of has, not going to say like an instruction manual, but definitely more information about what is going on there and how to properly fix that. And the good thing is, if you go that route and you do have a structural issue and it's repaired, the engineer then comes back after and inspects the work again and says, yep, you fixed it correctly. I'm going to amend my report and say, you fixed it in this way. It was fixed right. Good on you. And then you sort of have this pedigree of what went on with your house. So should you sell it down the road, you can be like, you know, we had an issue, here's what happened, here's how we fixed it, and it's all good now. So these are kind of the things that help you to determine how the best way to handle these projects are. And I don't think just going with what this contractor is recommending is the right way at first. You know what I'm saying?
Leslie, do you think that if your home got that kind of pedigree, you could apply for the American Kennel Club, possibly?
The new breed for 2026. You have to wait till next year. Sorry, Jim. And sorry, French Bulldog, who is going to be replaced by the floor leveling engineer.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, if you can level a floor versus mud jacking, go the floor leveling route.
Oh, for real. That would be terrible. Could you imagine doing all that work? Money. It could be a big mistake.
And mud jacking has its place. It does some really cool stuff. And your structural engineer might even recommend
that's the
method used. But just to jump right to that,
yeah, that's a big undertaking, especially if it's not needed.
Thank you so much. I love your show. I listen to you guys every Saturday. And thank you so, so much. I really appreciate your feedback. And have a great day.
All right, Rochelle, good luck with that. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Well, after years of record high mortgage rates and sky high home prices, could 2026 finally bring some relief for buyers and a little more balance for sellers? Well, the experts think so. Coming up, we'll break down the latest forecast for mortgage rates, home prices, and what homeowners should be doing now to get ready for next year's market shift. That and more when the Money Pit returns.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-915-8003. 800-915-8003. That's 800-915-8003.
The Treasury just made a huge announcement regarding illegal immigrants.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Treasury says illegal immigrants will be removed from the financial system completely. If you can't get a job here and you can't get benefits, you're not going to come. This should have been done years ago.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, are you running out of time, but you still want your home to feel festive? Well, don't worry. You can create instant holiday charm with what you've already got around the house. Start by focusing on fragrance and light. So you can simmer a pot of water with cinnamon sticks, orange slices, and cloves, and that will give you that classic holiday scent. And you can swap out a few regular bulbs for warm white or even twinkle lights to add a cozy glow. Next up, head outside. You can clip some evergreen branches or holly and tuck them into vases, pitchers, even mason jars. Tie them with a ribbon or twine for that natural, elegant look. And don't forget your entryway. A simple wreath or garland on the door says welcome without a lot of effort. I have to tell you, Jim, I know how much time you spend on TikTok for home decorating tips.
Oh, tons, tons, Leslie. Wait, excuse me, did you say something? I was preoccupied on TikTok.
But maybe you've seen this one where you take that, like, shower tension rod and you put it in, like, a doorway, and then you wrap your garland around it with some lights and some ribbon. Well, I finally did it after seeing it, like, everywhere on social media. And it's really adorable. And talk about so easy. I mean, granted, I did have to go out and buy the tension rod because I didn't have an extra one kicking around.
Right.
So it was like $12 at Target. But I had some garland, I had some battery lights, and some red ribbon. And it's just so festive. You guys know what I'm talking about out there. Half the ladies listening are like, I have seen this many, many times, and now I will go try it. Jim's now on TikTok searching.
Yeah, well, it's got to be easier than the upside-down Christmas trees you're trying to convince me to screw into the ceiling.
No, it's just standing on the floor.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's move along here, Leslie.
Back to you guys. Well, if you're wondering what the housing market might look like in 2026, you're not alone. After several roller coaster years of soaring prices and high interest rates, there's finally some cautious optimism on the horizon, but it's not quite a full return to those pre-pandemic days of easy buying and fast sales. So according to the latest data from the National Association of Realtors, Fannie Mae, and Zillow, 2026 could be a year of slow but steady stabilization. Now, Fannie Mae predicts that mortgage rates, which have hovered around 6%, a little bit above for much of 2025, could drop to around 5.9. I know that's not a lot, but it's a little. And by the end of 2026, well, it could be around 5.9 by the end of 2026, which isn't quite the 2.5s and the 2.75s that we saw during the pandemic, which is why you guys, sorry, residents of Garden City, New York, I'm never leaving because my mortgage rate is 2.5%. What are you going to do? That's just what happened. But it could be enough to kind of motivate buyers and sellers back into the market. Now, when it comes to home prices, the days of double-digit annual jumps are behind us. Zillow expects prices to raise by about 1.9% nationwide through 2026, which means definitely a more balanced, realistic market. And the good news is that the stability could help buyers regain confidence, while sellers will still see solid but maybe slower gains in equity.
Sellers will still see solid?
Look at you. I was all ready to talk real estate, and you're just giving me props for speaking. I don't have to do much around here, huh?
Baby steps. Baby steps.
All right. Well, we're predicting that sales are going to rebound modestly. Analysts project that the number of homes sold could increase by nearly 500,000 compared to 2025, and that's thanks in part to a phenomenon called rate unlocking. Many homeowners, like myself, who are holding on to their ultra-low mortgage rates, are starting to realize that you kind of can't wait forever, especially if you want to upsize or downsize or relocate. You just got to do it. But here's what's important for our listeners to remember. Housing is still local. National averages are one thing. Your regional market may tell a completely different story. I mean, some parts of the country, like the South or the Midwest, are expected to see stronger growth thanks to lower construction costs and available land. Meanwhile, pricier coastal cities may continue to see slower movement as affordability challenges linger. So what can homeowners and potential buyers do right now to prepare for 2026? First, you've got to get your finances in order, check your credit, pay down your debt, and know your budget before rates start to move. And if you're planning to sell, start tackling repairs or upgrades that could increase your value, curb appeal, kitchen and bathroom updates, and energy efficient improvements always top that list. And for buyers, start tracking neighborhoods now. Get a real feel for pricing, schools, taxes, so that you're going to be ready to make that smart move when the right opportunity comes along. Bottom line, 2026 may not bring the frenzy of the last few years, but it's shaping up to be a healthier, more sustainable housing market overall. Prices are going to inch up, inventory should improve, and buyers and sellers might finally find themselves on more equal footing. For now, let's see what projects or plans you all have. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Are you expecting guests this holiday season? Well, don't panic. Getting your home ready doesn't have to be a huge production. Coming up, we'll share easy hosting hacks to help you prep your space, impress your guests, and let you enjoy the festivity yourself, all without breaking the bank. So stick around. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. Hope you're ready for savings. The Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
If you own a home and need cash, you can unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high-interest debt or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, do you ever feel like keeping up with your home is a full-time job? From maintenance reminders and project budgets to tracking what you own for insurance? It's a lot to manage, and that's where HomeZada comes in. HomeZada is a digital home management platform that helps you stay on top of everything under one roof, all in one smart, easy-to-use place. You can track your home inventory, manage your maintenance schedule, plan renovation projects, and even see the real cost of owning your home. Hint, it's expensive. And now, one lucky Money Pit listener will win a year of HomeZada premium subscription valued at $99. HomeZada's built-in homeowner AI makes organizing your home faster and easier than ever. No more hours spent uploading or sorting through piles of paperwork. Plus, you'll have the peace of mind that comes with knowing your home, your projects, and your finances are all connected and all under control. Want to give it a try yourself? Well, you can save 20% on a HomeZada premium or deluxe annual subscription with coupon code MONEYPIT at HomeZada.com. That's HomeZada, smarter home management simplified. Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT for help with your home improvement questions and your chance to win. Well, if you've got family or friends coming for the holidays, you already know how quickly your house can go from festive to frantic. But getting your home ready for guests doesn't have to mean an all-day cleaning marathon or an expensive makeover. A few smart tweaks can make your space feel warm, organized, and totally holiday ready. So let's start with the entryway. It's the first thing that your guests are going to see, and during the winter, it takes a beating. You can add an extra doormat outside and a washable rug inside to catch all that salt and snow. You can set up a small bin or a basket for shoes.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Vanilla, instantly say holiday. You can use simmer pots, candles, or plug-in fresheners to make your home feel warm and inviting. With just a little prep and some clever shortcuts, you are going to spend less time stressing and more time actually enjoying the season with the people you love. How about that for a change, you guys? All right, Jim, let's get back to the callers. Who's up?
Leslie, we've got Victoria from Arkansas. She's on the line, and she's having a grout issue. What's happening, Victoria?
Well, you know, grout this, grout that, grumpy, grumpy grout.
Okay, grumpy grout. What's going on?
You know, I hate grouting. It's real tough. But this is with granules in it. But there's just a couple of small areas where it's fallen out. Do I still need, this is a pretty tall shower. Do I still need to pull out all the grout from the top to the bottom? Or can I just grout those few little particles that fell out?
No, I mean, if you've got areas where it's really secure and not coming out, you definitely don't need to regrout those areas. But where the grout has popped out, you know, that's the area that you have to refill. You don't happen to have any of the original grout left by chance.
No, because I bought this house about 4 years ago, but I found the same type of grout, but it is kind of like a sandy grout. Are you familiar with that?
Well, it depends. All right, so the grout that you have is sandy. Generally, a sandy grout means it's meant for wider grout lines, and that's generally for a floor. The one that's smoother, more fine, is generally the wall shower grout. So it depends. Could you use it on the wall? Absolutely. It's just going to have a little bit of a thicker texture than the other would for the walls. Now, the other thing is, are you sure it's the same color? Because if you don't get the color right, you are going to notice, even if it's just like a slight shade different from the white or ivory, whatever it is. Because sometimes when you mix it up wet and it looks like, oh, great, matches exactly, it will tend to dry darker. So I would do a little test patch just to make sure that they are pretty close, make sure you feel comfortable with the heavier grout, the more sanded grout, and that should definitely help you out.
Oh, thank God. Grateful that you guys called me back and saved me all that time and aggravation.
Oh, you're super welcome. No worries.
No more grumpy grouting.
All right, take care.
Heading out to Baltimore, Leslie, we've got Darlene. Darlene's dealing with some noise issues. I should say, Darlene's dealing with some noise issues. What's happening? Well, I'm sorry. What's happening out there, Darlene?
Well, I have a wall between my upstairs apartment and my downstairs apartment, and there's no insulation in the wall, and I want to insulate it so that I have sound barrier to places. I wanted to know what insulation would be the best thing to use.
All right, so is it the ceiling that you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the wall that goes up the stairs.
Oh, you're talking about the stairwell wall. All right, so you're hearing everything. People going up and down the stairs, people talking, yada, yada, yada. So the best insulation to kind of use for that is a mineral wool insulation. And Owens Corning makes a product that's called Thermofiber, and it has excellent sound resistant qualities to it. You would, however, have to open up a wall to do this. So you'd have to take off the drywall, put the thermofiber in. And in addition to the thermofiber, you could also install a sound deadening drywall, because you're taking the drywall off anyway to put in the insulation. You could go sort of double dewy here and put the extra sound barrier with the sound deadening drywall. There's one that you can find at home centers called Quiet Rock. So it would be sort of a thermofiber insulation and then the Quiet Rock sound deadening drywall. And in a combination of the two, I mean, it's going to be super quiet.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. I appreciate your calling me back so quickly.
Too bad you have to take off the wall, but now is a great chance to get the sound qualities you need, the insulation that you want, and pick a new paint color. What's not to love here? It's like a win-win, right?
Thank you very much. I enjoy your program.
Do you love those twinkling holiday windows? Well, Leslie does too, but decorating them the wrong way could actually damage your glass or frames.
Coming up, Leslie will share the right way to deck your windows safely and still keep that holiday sparkle shining bright. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on The Money Pit.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil, peace, companionship, and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Can Kristi Noem stop the massive third world immigration? Is Trump veering beyond the America First doctrine with his Venezuela overtures? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of Liberty Nation.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better this holiday season and all year round, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. And it's time now for Jim to jump into his Santa sack of emails. Right? It's festive this time of year. Maybe it's red and velvety instead of just an inbox. I don't know.
I don't have to read it like Santa, do I?
Can you?
I can, but I won't. I'll save you and both listeners. Okay.
I'm like, my parents are dead, so I don't know. Who are the other people?
Well, if it's not for family, who do we have? Right. Okay. So real quick here. Brandon wrote in to Team Money Pit. And he would like to know about three-prong outlets in his 1940s house. He says, I have a home that was built in the 40s, and all my outlets are two-prong with no ground wire. I was wondering, should I replace the receptacle with a three-prong outlet or ground it to the box? Is this something I should hire an electrician for? Well, you know my answer, Leslie.
I mean, I say yes, hire an electrician. But, you know, if there's no grounding wire in the outlet, you might be able to ground it to the metal electric box that the outlet's in.
As long as it's grounded, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know. I don't want to point you in that direction. I'm not there. You're going to need a voltage tester to determine this. The other option is that you put a GFCI in that outlet That won't be grounded, but it will detect any ground fault and shut the power to the outlet. In either event, do not do this yourself, please. It's a tricky job. There's a lot of variables, life, death, all that kind of stuff.
Come on, you only live once, Segretti.
Well, let's continue the living
There's an idea.
Come on, hire an electrician. It'll be a few bucks, you'll be very happy you did it, and you'll know that outlet is correct. All right there, Brandon, good luck.
Adding a festive touch to your windows is a great way to spread holiday cheer, but you need to make sure you know how to attach those decorations without damaging the window frames. Leslie shares some non-destructive decorating secrets in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, it's so much fun to decorate your windows for the holidays. I mean, what's a cozy holiday scene without a twinkle or two shining through? But here's the thing. Today's energy-efficient windows are a lot more delicate than the old wood ones a lot of us grew up with. They've got insulated glass, special coatings, moving parts that all can be damaged if you're not careful. A few things to avoid here. Never drill, staple, or tape lights or garlands directly to the window frame. You could puncture the seal or damage the finish, and that's not a holiday surprise you want. And while real pine branches and cones smell amazing, the pine sap can leave behind sticky stains that are tough to remove once the season is over. And please skip the aerosol snow spray. It could look cute for a week, but it's nearly impossible to clean off, and it can leave residue that clouds the glass. Same goes for spray-on spider webs, you guys. Don't ask how I know, but I know, all right? So don't mess around. So how do you get that festive look safely? Suction cups are your best friend. They are perfect for hanging lightweight wreaths, ornaments, or icicles. For families with kids, peel and stick decals are a great mess-free way to get that holiday look. And if you really want to hang something heavier, make sure you attach it to the wall trim around the window, not the window itself. Keep those windows sparkling, safe, and festive, and you'll have holiday charm that shines from both inside and out. Now, that's a wrap for this hour of the Money Pit. We've covered everything from keeping your home guest ready and safe this holiday season to making sure your decorating doesn't do more harm than good. Whether you're untangling lights, setting up your tree, or just trying to stay warm, remember a few smart moves now will keep your holidays running smoothly and your home in great shape. I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us. You can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. We'll see you next time on the Money Pit.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world, where we have a mayor-elect who, by the way, has had announcements about a transition team, the worst of the worst. And on top of that, what makes it really bad is they are releasing the names of his transition team and misspelling almost all of their names.
seven or eight names they've released, all misspellings. So if you were worried about this mayor being disorganized and inexperienced, there's nothing that's happened that should make you feel better. This hour we'll be doing a simulcast on Varney and Company on FBN. Welcome in Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. But it's my privilege to bring in Erica Kirk, Turning Point USA CEO. And she wrote the foreword to Charlie Kirk, her husband's book, Stop in the Name of God, Why Honoring the Sabbath Will Transform Your Life. Erica, great to see you.
Likewise, good to see you.
It's hard to imagine a busier person than you that's been through more than you have been. And that's when I found out 2 weeks ago, oh, she's going to be coming by with a book tour. I thought to myself, oh, my goodness.
Well, it's not my book. It's my husband's. And it's bittersweet because these are his final words that he left, not just the world, but also to me. And he used to write me a letter every single Saturday during the Sabbath for him. So this book now is my love letter for the rest of my life.
So what's interesting is, I think it's Larry Arn of Hillsdale.
Dr. Larry Arn.
So here is, I'm looking at Charlie when he was 22, 23. I think I was invited to speak at one of your events. And I go, oh, yeah, I'll speak at it, no problem. I didn't really know what Turning Point was. And I walk in, and everyone in the hotel knows who I am. And I walk in, I had to speak at 7 in the morning. And there was probably six people there. I go, what is going on here? And he goes, these are all college kids.
Uh-huh.
And he was sitting back as if this is just the beginning. But it was interesting when Larry Arn spoke at your husband's memorial.
Mm-hmm.
He said how he came to him and said, this is what I want to do. And he basically said, you got to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
You got to study. And
that's correct.
33 separate courses from Hillsdale.
He did.
And what did that bring to him? And how did that lead to this?
He always was on the hunt for truth and beauty and things that were eternal. That was his focus. And when he saw that he didn't want to be a talking figure, he wanted to be a movement leader and a thought leader. And so in order to do that, you need to constantly be reading, learning, doing everything that you need to be able to make a difference in a way where it's not, I'm preaching at you. Instead, it was along the lines of, no, I read this and this works. This doesn't work. Let me show you a different way of living.
And that's what came into I also noticed, and as I mentioned this on Fox and Friends, that Dennis Prager mm-hmm. was somebody that he dedicated the book to.
He did.
Right? Because what did Dennis Prager bring to Charlie Kirk?
So Charlie listened to every single fireside chat. I had the blessing of being able to see Dennis this past week when we were on our way to Florida. I wanted to see him. I wanted to be able to just read to him the dedication of the book that Charlie did for him and just say, Dennis, you will always be one of the most influential voices of our time. Thank you for taking the time to pour into my husband.
And he's a religious scholar.
Mm-hmm.
He writes books that what I've seen him put together, man, you can't take a sentence off.
No, he is so phenomenal at breaking down the Torah and going through and writing commentaries on the Old Testament, which Charlie read all of them. He read all of them, and you cannot understand the New Testament if you do not read the Old Testament. You cannot separate the two. And so Charlie knew that if I'm going to write a book on this,
right.
excuse me, on the Sabbath, I need to understand fully what this is, implement it into my life, see how it works, and then show others this is how it's done.
Erica Kirk here. The name of the book is Stop in the Name of God, Why Honoring the Sabbath Will Transform Your Life. I have always, and again, I am not a religious scholar, but I know people who are Orthodox Jewish, mm-hmm. Orthodox Jews. And that's the ones, and they're by the way, almost all of them are almost billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
But they go, don't call me on Saturday. Why? I can't get back to you. I'm off.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Joe Lieberman?
Mm-hmm.
He's running for president. I'm off. I don't use cars. I don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't equivocate. I didn't play that out to Christianity. Is it for both religions?
Well, it is a commandment. It's part of the Ten Commandments. But what Charlie's trying to explain in this book is that put the legalism aside. Look at this from the standpoint of if you don't honor the Sabbath, meaning the day of rest, God is asking you to just press pause and rest and be with him so that he can use you and you can be the man or the woman that he needs you to be in order to make a difference in this world. Charlie's saying, don't get caught up in the legalism of it. Instead, do what you can to say, okay, these are a few hours that I can turn my phone off, disconnect, be with the Lord, be with my family, and unplug. there are certain things, like for us, we would make sure that Friday night it was family dinner night, and then all day Saturday was family time. Charlie always prioritized myself and the children, and he would also make sure that we would get a date night in. He made sure to, that I always knew that I was always, always above anything else, and he made that amplified during the Sabbath.
It's interesting because after he hosted Fox and Friends, so I texted him right away, and I said, are you interested in doing this? I've never seen somebody just take to it right away, because you know Fox and Friends is a slice of life. It's not, here's the news. It is.
No, it's
how
a
are
lot.
You? How do you feel about the news?
Right.
What is your opinion on the news?
Right.
Is there a format better built for him? That? So he goes, Brian, not a chance. Do you see my weekends? And a part of it was this. He goes, yeah, I'm not available.
They're sacred. They're sacred because he could not do or operate on the level that he was without having a minute to breathe. And he wanted to also be able to show an example. He's a father. People sometimes forget. Yes, he was a movement leader, but he was a dad to a son. Even though my baby boy is very little, he did not take that lightly. He knew that I am not raising a boy. I am raising a man. And so if I'm going to be what I want my son to be or to look up to, I need to live up to that standard. I need to stop doing things that Charlie didn't drink, not because, again, being legalistic, but he could not operate the way he needed to operate.
Oh, yeah.
Being drunk. Like, that just does not happen. Or going out and partying with the boys. That doesn't happen. Yes, you can have fun. There's many different ways of having fun. This is not supposed to put guardrails on your quote-unquote fun. It's supposed to put into perspective how you can be a true spiritual head and leader of your home so that your son can be the spiritual leader and head of his home. And we need to make strong young men that are respectful to their wives and to their children and know, look, there is a different way of living that will enhance your life in a way you couldn't even have imagined, rather than thinking you're getting your answers from college.
So the name of the book is Stop in the Name of God. Go to 45books.com to order it right now. But just a question about you.
Yes.
Who is responsible for raising someone like yourself with the values and ethics and drive that you have? Like, how did you become you?
I have an amazing family. My mother's the blessing of all. My father was amazing as well. Although my parents were divorced when I was five, I was very, very close also to my grandparents. And my grandparents, I was with them every Saturday. So without me even knowing, I guess now just even thinking of this with you, that I guess was my Sabbath. I went and stayed with my grandparents Saturday, all day Saturday, Saturday night, would come home to my mom on Sunday. But on Saturday night, after having dinner with my grandparents, we'd watch the Lawrence Welk show. I that started when I was 10 and didn't end until I was 18. So for me, but that was my, but this is really sweet even reminiscing on this. That was, I guess, my form of a Sabbath.
So you were always family oriented.
Always, always. Family is so important. And Charlie saw that too. And that's why we understood how important tradition was and pouring into your family and being so close to each other, because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, with your short life here, what are you leaving behind? You don't get to take anything with you. Charlie did not have anything attached to his casket. He didn't have his books, his radio show, nothing. He came into this world the same way as he exited. And so what are you going to leave behind? You're leaving behind your legacy with your family and your children.
So he knew, he felt like he was in a rush to achieve. Yeah. He had a vision.
He had a vision.
And from what you know and what you know about his childhood, what laid the groundwork for that?
He always was so good with time. He was an unbelievable person of time management down to the millisecond. And he always knew that if I could steward my time in a way that was productive and a way that was always moving towards something bigger and something greater, that he was in the right jet stream. And that's how he operated.
Did that come from his parents, or is that how he was?
I think that's just how he was wired. It's very, very hard to learn how to be very good at time management. You can learn, but to master it at his level, that's a total God blessing and a gift.
Oh, yeah. For a guy that had so much going on, he never seemed in a rush, right? He always seemed like he knew
what he was doing. He was very intentional. Okay, I have 5 minutes. And then he got everything out in 5 minutes, and then he was on to the next meeting, on to the next event.
Wow.
He was very intentional.
So Erica Kirk is doing a book tour for Charlie Kirk's last book, her husband. It's Stop in the Name of God, Why Honoring the Sabbath Will Transform Your Life. I got it yesterday. I got through half of it in like an hour. It's really great.
It's powerful.
It's excellent. So But you don't stop. And I know that when the message, I know it's certain to be a bestseller. Go to 45books.com. A few more minutes with Erica Kirk in a moment. She's also going to be on the 5 tonight. So if she's not busy enough, don't move. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Where big stories meet bigger conversations. Stay informed and energized with the Brian Kilmeade Show.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audienhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A New Hampshire cold case murder solved half a century after the crime. The person responsible, the prime suspect all along, who walked free because of a botched FBI report. 22-year-old Judith Lord was found dead inside her Concord apartment May 20th, 1975, months after moving in with her husband and baby. A building manager found her dead in a bed upstairs, her infant son alive in his crib in the next room. An autopsy showed Lord died of homicidal strangulation. She had also been sexually assaulted after clearing her husband, who had recently moved out after assaulting her. Investigators eyed Lord's neighbor, Ernest Theodore Gable, who was 24 at the time. But a flawed FBI hair analysis incorrectly excluded Gable as a suspect, even though his fingerprints were found at the scene and witnesses said Lord feared him. Gable was never charged and died in 1987. He was stabbed in Los Angeles. The attorney general said if he were still alive, he'd be facing a first-degree murder charge. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974. Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
And delivering.
There is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes and you're really tested when you take some knocks, some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Victims' lawyers argue failures, even negligence, in response to a fire that started around midnight on New Year's Eve make the city and state of California financially liable for billions in losses because that fire contributed to another that ignited a week later. The lawsuit alleges cell phone video captured by a hiker on January 2nd shows the ground smoldering. Firefighters thought they'd put that fire out the day before. But attorney Trey Robertson says because the state parks department failed to inspect the location where the fire started with thermal imaging and mop-up crews, those embers reignited and became the Palisades fire on January 7th.
There's no evidence that a single state employee did their job, followed their own policy manual, inspected that area where the fire was, knew that these devastating winds were coming.
California Governor Gavin Newsom rejects that claim, saying responsibility lies solely with a 29-year-old man who's been federally charged with setting the initial fire. Joey Majones, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So Charlie Kirk's words and thoughts come to life in his brand new book, Stop in the Name of God, Why Honoring the Sabbath Will Transform Your Life. Writing the foreword to that book is Erica Kirk, and she's, and by the way, the introduction was actually written by Charlie. So she is here to explain the book, what it meant, and how it was all put together. And you can get it at 45books.com. We got to make this. And it was a runaway bestseller, which I'm sure it will be. So Erica, as everything you got to do, running Turning Point Action, which is the vote, mm-hmm. Turning Point USA, which is the college mm-hmm. tour and the next mm-hmm. generation, the youth. And then you have to do this thing. You have the media element mm-hmm. to you with the very successful podcast. Mm-hmm. And then what about you, the mom, and the kids? Mm-hmm. How do you choose now with all the people around you who will be the role models that you want your kids to be influenced by?
Well, we have a phenomenal team at Turning Point USA. It's a family. And Charlie handpicked every single person that's in leadership. So what the beautiful part about Turning Point USA is that everyone behind the scenes, when you pull back the curtain, they're doing exactly what they were doing on 9-9 before 9-10 happened. Mm-hmm. And we haven't lost speed. I mean, yes, of course, we took time to mourn. But our team, for example, when Charlie was murdered, within 7 days, we were able, by the grace of God, and we pushed through to put on that memorial for him. Our team does not look at this as a 9-to-5. It's vision-led. It's movement-driven. But it's also a way for our whole team to put their pain into something that is so bigger than any of us. And we all need this organization just as much as this country does. So it's not a job to us.
So I know how you put it together and how hard people worked, but even you must have been astounded by the number of people that
blown
attended.
Away.
And it took over the whole
blown
town.
Blown away. Not even the town.
It was more on the outside than the inside.
It was a global ripple effect that no one, I mean, yes, I knew my husband had impact, but to that multitude and extent is the Lord. Right. And only God can use someone to that capacity when you surrender yourself fully and say, Lord, use me how you need to.
And then you to walk out in front of 70, 80,000 people watching around the globe. Our network never took a break. We covered that. And knowing you were grieving because Charlie is no longer with us. Can you bring me to that moment when you walk out?
So I intentionally stayed in my own green room that whole time. I listened to some of the worship music. Actually, I listened to all of it. But there was a moment where they said, do you want to go and stand behind stage so you can see and feel? And I said, no, I don't want to. I want to be able to feel that whole emotion the second I walk out on stage. Like, I want to feel the true impact of this moment. Because they said, do you want to sit out there? And I said, no, I just want to pray. I just want to be alone with my thoughts and with the Lord before I step out on that stage. And it just was the most overwhelming. I mean, when you hear a stadium and on when you hear them singing hallelujah, that is a slice of heaven on earth that I don't think anyone will ever be able to put into words. It was unbelievably powerful.
But then you have to speak.
And then you have to speak. And then you see the videos of my kids and him, and like, it is just gut-wrenching.
And you did.
You have to. You have to put... Life is tough. It is beautiful, but it is tough. And you are going to have to find a way. And anyone who has been through hell and back knows this. When you go through, and we were just talking about this off air, you have a decision to make when something like this happens in your life. Are you going to go into the corner and be in fetal position and just let it happen and you know, cry and cry and cry? Yes, there are moments to cry, yes. Right. But are you going to turn that moment into something and say, you know what? God, give me grace. Please give me grace. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I know that you will put one foot in front of the other and you will help me get through this, Lord. You will help me. Again, I don't know how, but I will, whatever strength you give me, strengthen the inner workings of my soul, Lord. Use me how you need to use me. Use this to make a difference. You have a decision.
And I could see that determination in seeing you face to face. Stop in the Name of God is out. Go to 45books.com. How interested are you in the investigation about what goes on? Like, what role does that play in everything that you think about?
No, it's a great question. We have a phenomenal team. I am in contact with our attorneys and the prosecutors basically daily, being like, anything new, anything new. We know without a shadow of a doubt, with the evidence that we have, that we're moving in the correct direction. And I trust our team with full stop.
And is part of it because you know who Kash Patel is and Dan Bongino is at the head, or is it your
It's own? Not even that. When you have the truth and the facts, you don't need anything else. I've seen the autopsy report. I've seen all of that. I mean, if you have the truth and you don't believe the truth, I don't know what to tell you.
But yet people don't believe. People don't trust anything that they're seeing. I've been blown away by people come up to me and say, hey, I know you interviewed Charlie, but you know we're not getting the right story. Well, what do you mean you're not getting the right story? Well, you know that gun couldn't have done this, or he couldn't have been there, or something happened in the middle. I had somebody come up to me and say someone popped out of a manhole cover and shot him directly, and that manhole cover's been covered up. I go, I've never heard of a crazier thing, and they thought I was crazy for even questioning them. I mean, you must be getting this. It's the conspiracy theory.
I have heard all of them. And thank God we have a trial coming up. Unfortunately, that trial is in a long time. What I want to be mindful of for people is that this was a murder. This is not something that... What I don't want to have happen is for this to taint the jury pool. I don't. I want my husband. I want justice for my husband more than any other person on the internet, any other person in this world. That was my husband and the father to my kids. We will make sure, and we have been turning over every single stone, going down every single lead. So when these people say, oh, they haven't talked about this or done that, how do you know? You're not in those meetings with the attorneys and the prosecutors. You have no idea. And why would we share that information exactly with the internet? To what? Then give the defense more stuff that's not true? Like, but it's just, you, Erica, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, the truth is the truth.
And this book is fantastic. I really encourage everyone to get it. Stop in the Name of God. Why honoring the Sabbath will transform your life. Erica Kirk, great to see you. Good luck on the 5 today.
Thank you.
And thanks for putting up with two interviews. Thanks.
Oh, no, it's good. You're the best. God bless you.
Raise a glass, America. Introducing the Fox News Wine Shop, featuring award-winning wines from the coast to the heartland at a range of prices delivered direct to your door. So don't wait. Go to foxnewswineshop.com and use code FNRadio20 for 20% off your first purchase of 6 bottles or more. Go to foxnewswineshop.com now. Offer expires at midnight on December 31st, 2025. 20% discount excludes wine club offers and cannot be combined with any other promotion. Must be 21 or older to order. Please drink responsibly. The Fox
Station holiday sale is happening now.
Merry Christmas to one and all.
And we're unwrapping our final sale of the year.
There's only one thing in my life now that really matters.
Fox Nation for just $2.99 a month. Sign up today and start streaming season two of Fox Nation's exclusive series, Martin Scorsese Presents The Saints.
People came to me from out of the darkness and they cried out for God's love.
Now it is time for you to return home.
Get Fox Nation for only $2.99 a month. Go to foxnation.com and sign up today.
This is House Call for Health. It can be a tough decision for parents when to get a child a cell phone. But some new research might help with that decision, suggesting parents of young children may want to think twice about deciding whether to allow their kids to have a smartphone. The new study says using the device may be harmful to kids under age 12. The research finding that owning a smartphone during early adolescence is linked to an increased risk of mental health issues and obesity, also associated with a higher likelihood of depression and insufficient sleep. Scientists came up with those conclusions by analyzing data from more than 10,000 adolescents around the country. The researchers say parents should use care and consideration when they're making a decision about their children using the high-tech devices. That study was published in the peer-reviewed journal Pediatrics. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, I'm Teresa Giudice.
I'm Clay Aiken.
I am Dre DeMatteo.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jill Whelan.
Hey, everybody. It's Billy Baldwin.
It's Patricia Heaton.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Polizzi.
It's Candace Bushnell.
Hey, everyone. It's Henry Golding.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
I'm Ted Lange, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971. Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family. By being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born. And I stand strong inside of it.
The district attorney's office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
Peace out, peace out, peace.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man in Italy accused of dressing up as his mom to collect her pension. The man, whose name hasn't been released by authorities, is the son of Graziella Dall'Olio, who had died in 2022 at the age of 82. Police say the 57-year-old man, who's a former nurse and currently unemployed, did not report her death to authorities. When Dall'Olio's ID expired, the son allegedly put on makeup, a wig, and her clothes to pose as his mother and renew her ID. However, the agent that was processing the application noticed dark hair on the back of his neck and on his chin and tipped off authorities to the alleged crime. Officers then went to the elderly woman's home address and found her mummified body in the laundry closet room wrapped in sleeping bags. The man is accused of concealing a corpse, fraud against the state, impersonation, and forgery of a public document. He's accused of removing fluids from his mother's body with a syringe to prevent decomposition. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
That's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
All right, we are back, and back in studio with us, a good friend of the show. Warren Zeiders is here, American country music superstar, songwriter, with a big announcement about a world tour coming up. And it wasn't too long ago, we were freezing last winter, walking by Madison Square Garden, talking about the trajectory of your career, Warren. And since then, you've had a heck of a 2025. How would you characterize it?
2025, characterize it. I mean, I give all the glory to the good Lord. I would say it's another year of just massive blessings, that, and not just to me, to my fans, to my family and everything. And, you know, it was a monumental year for me. I marked off one of my bucket lists this year.
Which is?
Play the Giants Center in my hometown, Hershey, Pennsylvania, sold out my hometown arena. We shot a mini documentary there, and we did a live recording for it. So we're dropping a live record here in the next month, month and a half for my fans. Never dropped one before. So that was definitely something that was a core memory for me of this past year.
And what about the hit songs and the duet that you just pulled off?
Yeah, Love and Letting Go. Just had a number one on Sirius XM. So shout out to them and Pandora. Pandora loves me. And then Relapse was a massive streaming hit for me after playing on my Relapse tour, and then Relapse Lies and Betrayal and my double album coming out this year that came out. And just, yeah, it's been a roller coaster.
And how do you find, how have you broken it up between writing, performing, downtime? How have you worked that out? The tour especially.
Yeah, I mean, downtime is really no such thing. I mean, you talk to, doesn't matter if you're in music, doesn't matter if you want to be successful in any realm of life. If you're committed to it, you have a passion for it, you have a love for it,
right,
you have to eat, sleep, and breathe it. And, you know, I'm 26, and this is the perfect time of my life to go ahead and commit my 20s to something like this.
And, Warren, tell everyone, too, that's not familiar with your story, that the pandemic happens, you decide you're not going back to school. The Zoom school is losing a lot of students. We'll talk about that for generations.
Yep.
And high school and grammar school, some people still not back on track. You used it, and you, the urging of your sister, you said, hey, you're always playing that guitar, so why don't you put something on TikTok?
Yeah.
And you had no TikTok account.
Nope.
So you just played, what song was it that you played?
Tennessee Whiskey. Put the cover up, and as I'd said previously with you, posted it, went to bed, woke up the next morning at 300,000-400,000 views, and just an overload of positive comments of just like, who are you? Where's this guy from? What music does he have? And just wanting to know more about me. And it became a little bit of an addiction.
And when did you realize that after the pandemic's over, this is your career? Because you decided to drop out of school too, right?
Yep. So pandemic starts to loosen up. And then through that time period, I was already in talks with my manager, who's still my manager to this day. He invited me to Nashville. And my story is funny because it doesn't always work this way, but my first time going to Nashville was meeting up with him, and the second song I wrote in my life was my first hit, Ride the Lightning. And I played it for him, and he was like, this is great, but like, we should probably write another 100 songs before we even consider releasing this. I went against his will and posted it on social media. Fans blew it up, wanted it released. It's my first gold record, first platinum record, first double platinum record. So it definitely laid the foundation.
So why does he want you to wait?
I think just like I treat that moment in my career, and I think that it's a good way to look at him as like a mentor slash a coach, maybe, so to speak, he's older than me. He's been in town for a long time. So someone who knows the inner workings of maybe the industry a little bit more than I did with being green behind the ears. I think that he was just trying to go ahead and say, hey, like, this is not a bad song, but you should write some more, put some more time and reps in to see if something else jumps out at you. And I guess he was like, we don't need to jump the gun. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, let's go for it. I'm doing it anyway. Here we are.
So when you look back at the first song that you released, it was just something, you know, this is stuff that you picked from a guitar center. This is all the audio equipment.
Yeah.
Would you ever release something like that today? Is there a sense that the audience expects more from you now?
I think there is a little bit of that. And it's funny you bring that up. So I don't know if I personally would be doing the recording. I mean, that's
stuff.
I did for that acoustic covers album and my first song I ever put out on the run. But I definitely am very hands on when it comes to making my records. I'm not recording it, but I'm, you know, part producing. I'm very hands on that. The writing element, obviously singing on it. So I think this year going into 2026, it's been a lot of thinking inwardly and listening to my fans, as I stated,
right,
talking with you before, is paying attention and just being observant and listening to them. And I think that, you know, I put out my 717 tapes record, which was a lot of accumulation of demos, and it wasn't anything polished. And I think they fell in love with that about me. So I think going into 2026,
you mean fans?
Yeah, the fans were liking the organic, just raw, I guess, raw and feeling uncut and unedited. And I think that that's something I'm going to try to lean into going into the writing rooms over the winter here.
Now, at this point, songwriters must be calling you and saying, listen, this sounds like you. I wrote a song for you.
Oh, yeah.
Are you reluctant to do that, to take a writer's song, or do you feel as though I could do this myself?
No. I'm a firm believer in the best song wins. I just am. I think that there's a part of me that's the artist, and there's the part of me that's the business acumen side.
Yeah.
And it's a fine line of doing what we do for a living. Now, for me, there's songs that I've put out that didn't really turn into anything, but they mean an awful lot to me because of the emotional element, what I was going through at that stage of life. But that's just the reality of the world we live in. Writing and music is all to interpretation. You know, no, there's no fine lines of I scored two goals and I played a pretty good game.
Right.
So when it comes to the artistic side, for me, I have to walk that balance very fine. And I had other writers send me really great music, and I have cut outside songs. I've cut two Chris Stapleton songs that he never cut. So I'm open to it.
How does that work? Can I ask you? Because Chris Stapleton, did you see these? Do you see it online and say, anybody want these songs? Do you bid on them?
No. So the way it works in Nashville and stuff is there's the publishers that do the writing portion of your music, and it's a catalog. So there's, like, I have so much music that I've written that might never see the light of day, and there might be my publisher in town pitching some of my songs to other artists or other people to get cuts. So this one song I put out that was Chris's was like a 10, 11-year-old song that he had written, never put out, and it was just living there, and someone pitched it to me, and I heard Chris sing on it, and they were like, we've tried to get this song cut forever, but no one wanted to go ahead and cut the song because they hear Chris Stapleton on, and they're like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
So I took it as a challenge, and I was like, you know what? I'm a big Chris fan. Love his voice. Love his style. I'm going to go ahead and cut this and record this and put my own flair on it.
And what was it?
Love on the Line and Inside Your Head were those two Chris Stapleton songs.
But when people leave a song out there, is it them singing it, or you have to read the music and see the lyrics?
It's so he recorded a demo. So he recorded a demo for it. So they pitched me the lyrics, and then they sent me with the lyrics his demo so I could listen through on what it would sound like. So it's really, we live in such a fun time. I mean, we don't even talk about AI yet, just with what's going on in music. But it's the digital age that we're living in, it's so much fun for the creative side.
But in a way, isn't AI scaring the hell out of actors and musicians because they could commission AI to write me a hit country music song, make it sound a little like Chris Stapleton, a little like Warren Zeiders.
Yep.
And then you get this result. That's, to me, is scary.
100%. But it's, you got to have, I mean, yes, limitations to it and whatnot. I mean, I'll be the first one to admit it to you. It's like, it's, you're trusting the public to use it the right way. And I've seen other writers and other artists use it in a tool way, I guess I would say. So, I mean, I'll be the first one to admit it. I wrote a song the other week, and I used a AI platform to go ahead and was like, hey, I don't know how to do this on the guitar, on how I want to make this sound instrumentally. So it'll go ahead and spit something out for you to, if you want to change the melody up.
Really?
Yeah, it's super cool. And it's like, it is a fine line on what you're talking about. Obviously, I haven't recorded the song or anything like that, but it allowed my brain to see something else. And now I can take this idea and take it to my producer and be like, hey, here's a rough draft of kind of what I was thinking. We wrote it this way, not changing lyrics, but I want to go ahead and change the melody up a little bit and have it be a little bit more rock or more ballad-esque or more in this vein. It just makes it fun.
Yeah. Could you put it in there and say, okay, here's my song, make it better? Or does it need specific commands?
I feel like it needs specific commands because obviously, like you say, make it better. It's going to go ahead and try to interpret that in a million different ways. I haven't tried that specific thing, but it's been fun to watch how some people feel one-sided about it, and then other people want to embrace it because it's an undeniable thing that's coming up, and I want to learn the tool.
this year, you're going to have your a world tour.
Mm-hmm.
So if these dates are correct, it starts in March.
Yep.
So how do you know that you're popular overseas? Are you able to see where the downloads are?
Yeah. Downloads, streams, you can see all the data and all the numbers. I've actually been extremely massive over in Australia since I began this thing. So it's been a long time coming.
Have you been there yet?
I've been there one time for one festival, and I had like the 4 or 5 o'clock slot and had a massive fan base. When I tell you they were singing deep cuts, like they weren't just singing the hits, they were singing everything.
Wow.
I was like, okay, I could really have something over here. So we went ahead and we got a couple shows over in Australia. It's been a long time coming. By that rate in March, that'll be about my 4-year mark of touring. So, they've been wanting it.
And where can we find out where you're going to be located?
If you go to my Instagram, you can go find it on there. You can go to warrensiders.com. You guys can go see my entire touring schedule. And see where the world tour is going.
I mean, it starts in Virginia Beach. I believe that's America. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, how appropriate. Verona, New York. So then Birmingham, Alabama. And then Brandon, Missouri. So it'll be start off local, and then you end up overseas.
Yes, sir.
All right. A few more minutes with Warren Zeiders when we get back. His world tour is now announced. You can go get it. You can always download all his music. As you get his origin story, that's going to make you even like him even more. Don't move. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The headlines, the stories behind them, and the people who make them. Only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An officer from Tennessee who responded to a call about a dog on the loose and ended up sharing his lunch with him makes today's Dean's List. Officer Samuel Lopez found the dog injured and lying on the side of the road. He was frightened and unable to walk, but instead of calling animal control, Officer Lopez stayed with the pup for 2 hours, sharing his food and giving him water from his bottle. A simple act of kindness, but one that means so much. Video of Officer Lopez comforting the dog until help arrived was posted online with the caption, "This is what public service looks like. Empathy, patience, and heart." Samuel says for him, dogs are family. He and his wife were unable to have children, so animals have filled that important place in their lives. Staying with that dog was what he knew he had to do until the vet took over. A pure act of love. Officer Samuel Lopez, you made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fox on Tech.
data centers are growing at a record pace, but so are concerns that many of the jobs will be gone once construction is complete. Data centers do offer the most jobs during that construction phase, with a huge drop-off once it's done. Take, for example, the Oracle data center at Port Washington, Wisconsin. Oracle says they have 4,000 construction jobs and will have just a fraction, 1,000 long-term jobs when it's done. We heard the same from Microsoft, the technology giant telling Fox Business that one of their typical data centers employs thousands of skilled tradespeople during construction. Think electricians, pipe fitters, steel workers. And then once it's done, they employ around 100 to 250 full-time employees per campus. These are jobs like engineer, HVAC specialist, security, and more. So from thousands to hundreds of jobs. For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
No, I ain't Jesus. Don't even be. Take me as I am, somewhere in between. Broken and saved, take a page from a sinner like me. Find the only Bible that you ever read.
So there you go. That is Only Bible, and that is Warren Zeiders. As coincidence, he is here to comment on the song that I believe you wrote, right?
Yes, sir.
So Warren Zeiders came out of 4 years ago. No one knew you. Now everybody knows you. So at 22, you emerge. At 26, you're ready for a world tour. First off, explain this song.
So Only Bible, I was in church a couple months back, and I was going through some stuff at that moment, just on tour. And I guess, you know, praying as I always do, but kind of looking for, you know, answers from the good Lord and just kind of what's going on right now in my life. And surely enough, he always has a fun way of answering prayers. And I'm in church and my pastor's wrapping up his sermon. And it was perfect timing of just what I was going through. And he finishes his sermon by saying, you know, not everyone steps foot in a church. Not everyone is going to open their Bibles. And some people never have access. And you might be the only Bible that somebody reads in this lifetime. And it was just something that hit me straight to the soul. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that down in my notes as I was taking notes in church. And I was like, that's a song. Like, that is legitimately a song that you can write because you can be the example for others. We're all imperfect. We're all sinners. We all need God every single day. And it was just something like, it really changed my perspective of where I was at as a 26-year-old. And surely enough, it's like 2 days after I wrote that in my notebook. That's when Trump tweeted in truth about me. It was just the perfect timing alignment. And then that's when then led 2 weeks later to going to the White House.
Yeah. I
mean, it was surreal.
Because one of your comments you made on our feature was, I'd love to golf with the president.
Yeah.
And he saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're hopefully working on it. I hear he's quite
well. He's a golfer?
You know, good enough. I'm competitive too. So I'll be like, hey, I'll bring the competitive spirit out. I was talking to some people. I've just been at the White House and stuff. And they're like, you know, you might grip your clubs a little bit tighter than normal when you have a bunch of security, Secret Service around you. I'm like, you know, I'm used to being under pressure, man.
And you know what I hear too, and I've seen it, but I don't golf, but he is the ultimate host. He's making sure you have everything. Mm-hmm. He's taking care of you and making sure the clubs are right and all that stuff. So he's always out there making sure. So you got to be ready with your foursome or three or at least somebody to golf with.
I'm just patiently waiting for the phone call and being like, cancel your plans. You got to get on a flight and go. So
except for the world tour. So tell us about the world tour. What countries are you going to stop in? I know you start locally.
Yep, we start locally here in the U.S. Very minimal stuff this year in the U.S. just because that was a part of our plan. You know, I've been touring so much here over the last three and a half years. But we start locally here. I want to say on the East Coast, you brought up Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Then we go out west where I'll hit up Utah and some places out along the way there. I play Stagecoach this year, which is going to be so much fun. And then we go over to, we're going to hit Australia for the first time on that tour. Then we
Glasgow, it looks like.
Yep. Then we go over to Europe and UK for the second time, and my fan base over there is absolutely phenomenal.
Right.
I mean, to go over there for the first time and sell out my first tour was incredible.
So, do they follow country? They follow country music. Is that a new evolution?
New-ish. Country is definitely growing over there, but as you and I were talking about off the air, with me leaning a little bit more rock in my music and having that influence, that's something that's super popular over there. That, like, that kind of grunge, early 2000s rock. So having that kind of mix between my music is what has really led.
So when you talk about getting your music out there, how do you look at traditional radio? We're on over 200 stations, and we're also streaming, and we're also on Sirius XM over the weekends. They air us. How do artists like you, Warren, view the radio these days?
You know, for me, being a guy that came up through the ranks of streaming and social media numbers, you know, my first hit was a non-country radio hit, so to speak. It was just streaming numbers. Helped me get my record deal and everything. And then on the flip side, I'm sitting here and we have my hit song Pretty Little Poison that's triple platinum. And that song was massively global, number one on country radio, and just so many awards, accolades with that song. And I view country radio and I view radio as a whole as, I call it the cherry on top. I think that it is the final chapter when it comes to a song that helps you elevate it to that last threshold, whether that's bringing in more people to your shows and stuff. But you got to have the streaming numbers, in my opinion, the social numbers, the butts in seats, and then country radio brings it home.
And Warren Zeiders, where do we find, where do we get tickets to your tour?
WarrenZeiders.com.
All right. So as we leave, it's your song, How Great Art Thou? We're perfect for the season.
Yes, sir.
All right. Great to see you again, Warren.
Thank you so much.
Let's stay in touch. Warren Zeiders, everyone. And Mac, would you make this louder? We can listen together.
Oh, my Savior got to
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. And there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
Through me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood,
for so you can
have the
blood. In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A shooter dressed in all black killed at least two people and wounded nine others at Brown University on Saturday during final exams on the Ivy League campus, authorities said, as Police search for the suspect.
The Ivy League school in Providence, Rhode Island, issued an active shooter alert and urged students and staff to take shelter Saturday, the second day of final exams. Police say the suspect is a male in dark clothing who was last seen leaving the building. Police did not immediately release details about the victim's conditions. Mayor Brett Smiley says agencies across the region are helping with the investigation.
We have all available resources, and as the governor mentioned, he's in touch with governors in other areas as well. This will be an ongoing investigation. Obviously, FBI, ATF, Providence Police, Ground Police are all actively investigating this as we speak.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
An Arctic air blast swept south from Canada, spreading into northern United States. In the nation's heartland, big cities like Chicago and Minneapolis faced dangerous wind chills. On Saturday, Grand Forks, North Dakota felt like minus 36 degrees. The cold air mass pushed south and east with winter advisories as far as Alabama and Georgia. Days of torrential rain are causing unprecedented river flooding and pressure on levees in Washington state.
What's described as an atmospheric river is causing historic flooding in Washington state, stranding families, washing over roads and bridges, and cutting off a border crossing to Canada.
This is something that the people of the state of Washington have not faced before, this level of flooding.
Washington Governor Bob Ferguson spoke at a news conference in Tukwila Friday afternoon.
The situation is extremely unpredictable.
The governor says he's grateful to President Trump, who has signed an emergency declaration. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump says there will be very serious retaliation after two service members and one American civilian were killed in an attack in Syria that the U.S. blames on the Islamic State group. You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a royal health update.
The king is 77, and almost 2 years ago, he announced he would undergo treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer.
I am able to share with you the good news that thanks to early diagnosis, effective intervention, and adherence to doctor's orders, my own schedule of cancer treatment can be reduced in the new year.
The king's message was part of a broadcast in Britain to encourage people to take advantage of screening that can detect cancer in its early stages when it's easiest to treat. He says it worked for him.
Enabling me to continue leading a full and active life, even while undergoing treatment.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Fernando Mendoza, the enthusiastic quarterback of number one Indiana, won the Heisman Trophy Saturday night, becoming the first Hoosier to win college football's most prestigious award since inception in 1935. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Questions about aviation safety are dogging a massive defense bill that's before Congress.
The 3,000-page National Defense Authorization Bill was passed Wednesday by the House, but senators are pushing for changes. Federal crash investigators and victims' families warned that provisions in the legislation would make flying less safe. The bill currently allows military helicopters to fly without broadcasting their locations, which would undo reforms put in place after January's deadly collision between a passenger plane and a military helicopter over Washington, D.C. Jennifer King, Washington.
Comedy icon Dick Van Dyke is celebrating his 100th birthday. The actor hit the century mark Saturday, some six decades after he sang and danced with Julie Andrews in Mary Poppins and starred in his self-titled sitcom. He won a Tony for Bye Bye Birdie to go with a Grammy and four Primetime Emmys. He also released a book about how to live to 100 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business, and you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show coming your way. We have a lot going on this hour. We're going to be joined by Karl Rove. Don't ask me how I know. And he's going to be in studio, which is always fun. And then we're going to be taking your calls at 1-866-408-7669, which is always great. We've had a very busy show. Hopefully you'll be able to check it out on the podcast, and you check it out wherever you go. We also got a just quick reminder. Coming up on February 14th, I know it seems like a long time away, but the tickets are selling ridiculously fast. I hope to see everybody in person. Biggest venue to date over in Fort Myers, Florida. History, Liberty, and Laughs. It'll be patriotic. It'll be inspirational. And, of course, motivational. We'll see how that goes. A couple of things are going on right now. The President of the United States is going to go out, and he's going to take the affordability message to the stump. And he's not going to be talking about a hoax. He's going to be talking about things that they've done already. And I like the messaging so far. Very simple, very Trump-esque. Cut one.
We inherited a mess. Affordability, but you can call it affordability or anything you want. But the Democrats caused the affordability problem. And we're the ones that are fixing it. So it's a very simple statement. They caused it. We're fixing it.
A couple of things. He's going to go to the perfect place. Cook Political Report says it's Pennsylvania 7, and it's a true toss-up state. Number two, he's got to talk about tariff rebates. He's going to say people are going to be getting money. Farm bailouts is going to be on the ballot. He just did that yesterday. Not on the ballot, but it's going to be front and center. He's going to tout lower gas prices, 4.5-year low. His role in securing $100 billion in energy and AI investment for the Keystone State in particular. And he's going to underline the fact that the Japanese investment company Save U.S. Steel and keeps them in charge and people employed in Pennsylvania. Scott Bessent came out and noted that the Trump signature bill, the Big Beautiful Bill, will reduce taxes on overtime, tips, Social Security benefits, and allow for deductions for domestic car loan interest with those changes kicking in next year. With that, Karl Rove, the ball is yours. How are you? Great to see you in person.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me into the inner sanctum.
Right. I mean, it's not usually people that can penetrate this deep.
Yeah, the amount of security that surrounds this place of strap hangers, aides, assistants, you know, the guy who brings you your coffee, you know, I mean, the guy who comes in and gives you the hot towel in between sessions. It's amazing how many people work.
You know what I do?
You feeling comfortable.
It's hard to keep people because I have a temper and I just fire them. If they don't have a good attitude, they're gone. So there's a lot of tension. You walked into a room full of a lot of tension.
Actually, I walked into a room of about four or five of your longtime friends and associates who love you and enjoy working with you.
And you come on every time. So the president's going to go out, and I think you support this. You always said that. As soon as you seal the border, go to the border.
Yeah.
You know, you have a great immigration story to tell.
Yeah.
So tell everyone what you mean. Affordability is not a hoax.
Yeah.
But the fact that Democrats are using it against him, he thought was a hoax.
Well, but he should have stayed away from it. You're right. His language the other day was better, saying they created the problem, we're solving the problem. He's got to stay away from two things. One is stay away from the language claiming the affordability thing is a hoax. Just stay away from it. Anything that could be misinterpreted is going to be misinterpreted. And second of all, do not overhype the American economy. This thing of we've got an economy that's plus, 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 when most people do not feel that way is exactly the problem that Joe Biden had. Bidenomics is working. He said, no, we didn't feel it. So the president, I think you're right. He's got the right tone when he says They created a problem, we're solving it, and then he needs to find ways to exemplify, to make concrete the things that he's doing, you know, in a timely fashion. You're right. For example, I hope they're planning on the date that the provision of the big beautiful bill pops in about car loans, that he spends 3 or 4 or 5 days going out there talking about it. So
because what does it allow you to write off the interest on the car loan or something?
Right. It basically, yes, it makes it cheaper for people, middle class people, to buy a car. And that's going to mean a lot to people. So but don't oversell it. Under promise and over deliver is what he needs to do for the next.
I don't know if Trump could do that. Trump always.
Well, I know, but that's he's got to resist it because remember this. I mean, Joe Biden, when he said, you know, Bidenomics is working, we didn't feel that. And the president has to understand that people are feeling sour about the economy. They know he did the economy was better when he was in office, so they're willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, but he's got to undersell and overperform.
So CBS did a poll, 36% approval on the economy, 32% approval on the inflation. That's and right. 60% said the president makes things sound better than they are.
Yeah.
So what I heard is, and you probably said the same report, that his aide sat down with him over the last 2 or 3 days and they showed him some of these polls and showed him what's going on. Now you got to go out and say, let's do it. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Because the president wants to win, wants to be successful. Now, he wants to will the pandemic away. I understand in his gut, I can do it. We can do it. It's done. Let's finish. Let's open up the schools. Let's get back to work. Well, the doctors were pushing him back on that. We could debate that. And now he's like, we're going. Look at all the things we've done. Look at all the money's coming in. Let's go. So he wants to will it away, power of positive thinking. Remember, one of the first inspirational speakers he met with was Norman Vincent Peale.
Yeah.
As a kid, he used to sit in church and Norman Vincent Peale used to speak.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of his axiom, which makes him a positive force. I like that he's getting out there. What I also hear that he does is listen to the applause lines or the lack thereof. And when he has a line that gets a big report, he goes, okay, but this is a policy. And when one doesn't work, like Warp Speed, which a lot of people, including me, think he did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't,
And
they think of the vaccine. So he had to drop that.
Yeah, but be careful. The people who attend rallies for him are not the voters that he needs to be concerned about next year. Those are the people who are in his camp. So he needs to be careful about the applause lines he wants to get to make certain he knows are the applause lines of the people who don't show up at the rallies but are up for grabs in the election. I mean, got to be very careful. I mean, the problem with being a president is that that office is so overwhelming that you can get isolated and insulated. And between now and November of next year, he needs to be listening carefully to the advisors around him who are taking the pulse of the American people who are not necessarily attendees at his rallies.
I don't know what it is. When Paul Ryan decided, you know, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to be speaker. And everybody I talked to, even before he said that, was like, they're not going to hold the majority. I go, guys, it's a year and a half. What do you mean you're not going to hold the majority? Mm-hmm. I was like, what is it about? And color me naive because I never ran a campaign. Why is it that people are like, well, they're not going to hold the majority. They're not giving up yet. But why is it that when you have all these individual relationships that have all these different characteristics, there's a sense in Washington of fait accompli on certain things?
Well, let's be clear. Since in the modern era, since the end of World War II, there have only been two midterm elections in which the party that held the White House gained seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. 1998, when Bill Clinton's approval rating was, I think, about 66% just before the election, and 2002, when George W. Bush was about 63. Yeah. I happened to have been at the White House during that period of time. We picked up seats. It was really difficult, even with an approval rating in the 60s. And so when the president's approval ratings, I think, in Real Clear Politics is like 42.5, 43, in the Gallup it's 36, you know, that's going to be tough sledding. Now, we are in a different moment. The country is deeply polarized. The parties are at near parity. The Republicans had initially an advantage, albeit not as big as they thought, from redistricting mid-decade. Some of that was wiped away by what the Democrats did in California. There may be other Democratic states that jiggle the lines in
ways. Don't you think they countered it, or they have more? They're going to win out on that in Texas?
Well, look, in Texas, the theory is it's going to pick up 5 Republican seats. Well, first of all, Henry Cuellar, the Democrat from Laredo, ran ahead of Biden and ran ahead of Harris. And the fact that President Trump gave him a
pardon,
a pardon It means he's going to be the Democratic nominee, and he's enormously popular. And the one big thing that Republicans were using against him, that he was under indictment for corruption, is now gone away. And then another one of those seats is Trump won it by 1 point. And it's a very heavily Hispanic seat that runs from Brownsville to Corpus Christi. Now, the other three are likely to be Republican. One of them is a majority Hispanic seat to the east of Houston. But it ain't going to be five seats. And let me tell you, in California, it may not be as many seats as the Democrats are going to are claiming that they're going to have. But nonetheless, it probably is going to at least offset the Republican advantage, a pickup of three seats in
Texas. Because in California, I just tell you that Daryl Issa is very popular. He'll be don't you think it's going to be a tough out? You get it in San Diego, especially.
Yeah, but you know he didn't help himself by spending 10 days saying, "I think I'm going to move to Texas and maybe run for one of those new seats there." Look, we welcome Californians to come to Texas, but we're not interested in their politicians. We want the job creators. We want the people who are going to move their businesses and their talents to Texas, and that didn't help him. But yeah, he's popular. He's a fixture. He's got personal resources, a record. Yeah.
So a couple of things. The big advantage that gives me that I don't think you could possibly say the die has been cast is when I see what happened in New York City.
Yep.
And when I see what happened in the mayor's race that almost happened in Minneapolis, the one that happened in Seattle, when I see that Hakeem Jeffries is going to be primaried by a socialist, this socialist movement is real on the left.
Yep.
And Bernie Sanders is the maestro behind it.
Yeah. Well, take a look at the Tennessee 7th District special election we just had. This woman was a nut.
The worst candidate ever.
I mean, I hate country music in the capital of country music. You know, when are we going to get rid of the police department? You know, mocking the ICE agents and with a video. I mean, she was a nut, and she came within 9 points of winning. In a district that Donald Trump carried by 22, and Mark Green, the Republican incumbent, had won by 21. So the more nuts they nominate, the worse off they're going to be. And the question is, how stupid are they going to be between now and the general election of next year in their primary?
More with Carl Rove, because there is a divide on the right too, and I want Carl to offer his analysis on that. And this new thing that they did with, maybe it's not so new. Carl Rove knows exactly what it's like for another party to take an issue and try to get your eye off the ball and try to beat that issue to death. And I remember it was the 21 words and the State of the Union address. Mm-hmm. And we weren't talking about anything else for the longest time, yet there were so many important issues. The Democrats have been successful, and they're trying to do it again, from the Epstein files, in my view, and now they're trying to do it with the double tap hit on a Venezuelan boat. More on that in a moment. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Illuminating, intriguing, inculcating.
I know some of these words.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The Bible promises that God is close to the brokenhearted, that he saves those who are crushed in spirit. So why is there so much pain and suffering in the world? Well, many say it is because churches need to minister more to the souls sitting in the pews. Author and evangelist Nick Vujicic.
A lot of us are not really having an honest audit check, an inventory of even just the brokenhearted within the four walls of the church, let alone trying to save the lost.
For 20 years, Vujicic has ministered to those in pain, knowing what it feels like to be angry with God over life circumstances. Born with no arms or legs, he almost committed suicide as a child, but the grace of God intervened. His book, Champions for the Brokenhearted, shows how to have faith in God's purpose and plan.
That's the epiphany, the revelation of realizing, I don't need to know the plan, I just need to believe that he has one.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Sarah Snook, who leads Peacock's All Her Fault, about a mother searching for her missing son and the mysterious circumstances which unfold from there. Snook spoke about how being a mom added to her perspective on the role.
Yeah, I was only able to draw on that for my own experiences. I've never lost her at all, but the imagination, the world building of that, what it would be like to have the worst thing happen.
Previously starring as Shiv Roy on Succession, she shared what she was looking for in projects following the hit series.
I've been really kind of conscious about putting Succession in a different box. Like, it's not a thing that can ever be topped or compared with, or that was such an amazing experience that was career changing.
And you're also an EP on this for the first time. So what is sort of a takeaway that you can bring to whatever project you do next?
When you're an EP on every project is a different way of inhabiting that role. For me, what was really important was setting a culture on set and to have a kind of everyone's welcome equality.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent, as Simone de Beauvoir did. It has never been completely human, because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight, of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago, and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This meltdown inside of MAGA, where you have you take the 10 most powerful people, all of whom could be massive assets to the president, and they spend almost every day infighting with each other and these awful allegations. And if you watch any of the MAGA media over the weekend, just terrible, gross kind of accusations against each other about their sexuality and their commitment to America, what Tucker Carlson is doing, whether or not he's going to buy a place in the Middle East. And that was the base of the party. That was the power of the party. And when you start to see those members of MAGA turn on each other and then turn on the president, it just takes away one of his weapons in terms of getting Republicans to fall in line. But I end where we began, which is, until I truly see Republicans force his hand, I think it's rhetoric, and I think it's indicative that they're willing to say a couple of things, mild things against the president. But let's see if they really force him to release that video when PTAC Seth doesn't want to and the president doesn't want to.
So I got two things to talk about. But first, Karl Rove, tell me about Jim VandeHei's reporting. He's right, by the way. All you do is read social media. The Tucker Carlson's, the Candace Owens, the Tim Dillon's, I guess, fighting with the more traditional Republicans, the horrible things they're saying about Charlie Kirk and the assassination and what's true and what's not true. Your thoughts about what's happening on the right?
Well, this is not helpful to the president's agenda, not helpful to the president, and it is not in keeping with, I think, the values of the Republican Party or the MAGA movement. This idea that, for example, that Israel is inconsequential and that we ought to step away, and the stuff that goes with it, Candace Owens, anti-Semitic. I mean, it's like
no question.
I mean, it's unbelievable that the you know, it's I think I'm listening to Father Coughlin and then it's the 1930s and he's blaming the Depression on the Jews, and some of this other stuff is just amazing to me. Yeah, like, and again, not to pick on her, but she's one of the most obvious ones. Her attacks on, you know, Turning Point killed Charlie Kirk, and they
fired back.
Yeah,
over the weekend.
Yeah, and then that the wife of the president of France is a man. I mean, it's like absurd things. And what happened to Tucker Carlson, for God's sake? I mean, if you are a supporter of Israel and a Christian, you're engaged in heresy, he says. I mean, and he takes a second-rate so-called public historian who says Winston Churchill is responsible for World War II and Adolf Hitler's destruction of 6 million Jews was a mismanagement problem. I mean, they just didn't have the resources to.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's crazy.
And you saw Douglas Murray. I think one of the most telling moments was when Douglas Murray agreed with Joe Rogan and the comedian, I forgot his name, who came out and said genocide in the Gaza. And
yeah.
Douglas Murray went with them with facts and Oxford background. And this is the background. This is it. Have you been there? No, I haven't. But this is what I think. And the pictures that you have. So you saw the ultimate, if anyone could see this on Joe Rogan, who brought an expert with him, who pretty much was against Douglas Murray, one of the smartest people we both know, or for me at least.
Yes.
And he was my lead guest over the weekend. So there's a real concern. Mark Levin fighting with these guys. And I'm torn because I'm great friends. I think I'm really good friends with Tucker, but I just don't agree with anything he's saying.
Yeah. Look, I think the difference is if this is happening in the Congress and it's happening in conservative media, the difference between actual leaders, thought leaders in the case of the media, actual leaders in Congress, and performance artists. And these are people who are looking for more clicks, more subscribers.
They're treated the same way.
And yeah, and I mean, look, when you go out there and say the wife of the president of France is a man, when there is absolutely no evidence whatsoever that is a demented mind that is just simply trying to get more attention.
Yeah, but do you think that this lawsuit is going to result in the exposure of the statement? Remember, it bankrupted Alex Jones.
I hope so. There has to be a consequence for people who know. I mean, look, think about it. She says the entire space program is a myth. We did not land a man on the moon. It was all contrived. It was on a back lot in Hollywood someplace.
Did we go five times?
Yeah, I mean,
it's five, like, or six times. Yeah.
But it's all phony. It's all phony. And I mean, people can get away in the podcast era and the internet era and the social media era with saying the most extraordinary things.
I don't want you to cut off because I know we're going to have one more segment. But so what does it mean politically? I knew what the Tea Party meant for traditional conservatives. I knew what the socialists mean to typical liberal Democrats. But what does this podcast lane mean for Republicans?
Well, first and foremost, it's a lost opportunity. We're talking about, should we release the Epstein files, and is the wife of the president of France a man and or a woman, and is there an international Jewish conspiracy controlling the government of the United States, rather than talking about the things that matter to the people who are up for grabs in the 2026 midterm elections? That's the biggest thing. But the second thing is it shows the rot in the conservative movement today that these kind of people are tolerated. We cannot allow anti-Semitics and cranks to become the front, the face and the front of the conservative movement in America.
And nobody's more anti-Semitic than this guy, Nick Fuentes.
Yes, he's a Nazi who proclaims his admiration for Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin. He was happy when the two of them did their deal in 1939.
And yet he's got more clicks than anybody. Crazy. Back in a moment.
I'm the CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Redding Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, I say that if you don't have a better plan, then get on board with ours. But doing nothing is not an option, right? I mean, I've heard so many people in the Republican conference rail on the Affordable Care Act, rail on Obamacare, rail on the premium tax credits. And if you want to criticize something, that's okay as long as you have a better alternative. They have never offered a better alternative. We went down this healthcare path my freshman term. I voted against the repeal of the ACA. I thought the replacement was insufficient. It was hastily put together, not well thought out. And here we are, you know, what, 8 years later? And they still have not been able to put together an articulable plan that's going to work for everyday Americans.
So that is Brian Fitzpatrick, the congressman who's marrying Jackie Heinrich, and that's a side note, but he's in the Problem Solvers Caucus with Josh Gottheimer, who's a Democrat in New Jersey. They worked out some plans where they extend the benefits for a year, they change the different eligibility causes, they work hard on fraud, and they try to get that, I believe they try to get the deductible down. Carl Rove, our guest. Carl, do you believe Republicans have to do something when it comes to the subsidies that are evaporating legislatively? They're supposed to evaporate in the next few weeks. Do you think they have to do something before the holidays? Or should they just say, not my problem. I never liked Obamacare. I'm not fixing it.
No, they've got to do something. And they probably won't succeed because time is not on the side of anybody. But it will be taking a first step will be important to setting a direction and a basis for conversation with Democrats about it.
There's another plan. It was put forth by Senator Bill Cassidy, too. Tom Tillis is also playing a role in that. There looks like there are three.
I like that one, incidentally.
The Bill Cassidy one.
Yeah.
Why don't we hear from Bill Cassidy? Here's 23.
If we can get to a framework where they give the American people a choice, they can stay with the policy they have with a $6,000 deductible, or then go to another policy with a lower premium and money in the health savings account for them to purchase that which they do. The rest is just political decisions. What dial do you turn here, dial do you turn there in order to get your votes? I think we can do this if people are of a goodwill. I say we don't want a Republican solution, a Democratic solution. We want an American solution that works for Americans. If my Democratic friends believe that, we can do it.
I know you've always liked the health savings accounts, and you have one, right?
Yeah, I had one before I got on Medicare, but you don't need one once you get on Medicare.
So people can put that money instead of going to insurance companies. Can you do that legislatively?
Paperwork? Yes, you can, because look, this is really important to younger people, because one of the flaws, the big flaw in the Affordable Care Act is we used to have, this is going to be really wonky, I just want to warn your listeners. You used to have in private insurance five bands. And that was they looked at the ages and said, what is the likelihood that you're going to need to call on insurance? And in Affordable Care Act said, we're not going to have five bands, we're going to have three. Now, what that practically means is that younger people who have less call on insurance are paying more than they should in order to subsidize older people who do call on their insurance more. That's what happens when you collapse it from five to three. So if we have health savings accounts and fund them, what that allows younger people to do is to say, you know what, I'm going to get that health savings account, get a couple of $1,000s a year that I put in that so that I can pay for out-of-pocket medical expenses. So if I go to the hospital and I need to have $5,000, you know, rather than having it paid by the insurance company, it comes out of my HSA, that means I pay a smaller premium. The more I can save in that health savings account, the smaller my premium is. And I think that would be a great way to start to get younger people. And because, look, we got to have the patient back in the system. Right now, the Affordable Care Act is designed to benefit the providers, hospitals and doctors, and insurance companies. And an afterthought is the human being, is the patient. Take a look, though, at Medicare Part D, in which the money flows to the senior. They get a certain amount of money that they can then use to buy an insurance policy to meet their prescription drug needs. Now, that program puts the patient in charge. And what happened? More people signed up for the program. They signed up quicker, and they used it more than the economists had thought when the bill was passed. And yet, when the 10-year, the first 10-year window came in, that's the Congress, when they pass a law like that, has to figure out what it's going to cost for the first 10 years. It was 40% under budget. Why? Because the patient was in charge, and as soon as the patient was in charge, the company said, how can we give them more for less? That's one of the great things about a marketplace. Imagine what would happen if we had that principle in Medicare, so the patient was in charge, and the patient was saying, what can you do for me? Do better at a lower cost.
So here's the thing. What could you do now? See, I'm more optimistic they get something done, unless Democrats feel as though they want the issue. But yet they could take it as a win because, hey, look, I held out. I shut down the government to get these subsidies. They could take it as a win. But some others might say, wow, I want Republicans to be blamed on affordability because
look,
the rates are going
they
up.
They will. But look, if the Republicans go out there and say, you know what? First of all, we're going to keep the subsidies in place. However, since a quarter of the subsidies now go to families that make 300% or more of the median income in America. We put an income cap in there. We put other fraud protections in there. And we did this thing of saying, if you want, you can have a health savings account and a lower premium. Those would be winners. And if the Democrats say, you know what, unless you give us continuation of what was supposed to be a temporary expedient during COVID, we need to raise these premiums because we're in COVID and we may have lots more people sick. That's why we got these things. But, you know, COVID's gone. You know, the excuse that we had for passing this incredibly expensive program has now dissipated.
So I want you to see, I don't know if you saw this story. The GAO was trying to find out what was going on with Obamacare. So they made up some phony applications, 24 applications for Obamacare, fake people. If these are fictitious people, 23 were approved. 18 enrollees were still covered as of September, suggesting the exchange and insurers did not verify information even after enrollment. The subsidies paid to insurance companies for those 18 applicants totaled more than $10,000 per month, equivalent to $6,700 annually subsidy for each enrollee per year. GAO says in some cases we were not prompted to provide documentation to verify an applicant's identity, no Social Security, no problem. In other instances, Obamacare Exchange notified us that it had verified the applicant's estimated income based on documentation we submitted.
Yeah.
They don't even exist. They never submitted any documentation.
Right. Well,
you tell me there's no fraud there.
Yeah. Now, look, remember, we got two levels here. We got brokers who call you up and say, we will help you with your Medicare application. And we've got the insurance companies. Where is the incentive for them to say, hey, that person doesn't exist. We the government shouldn't be giving us money for them. There's no incentive.
So, just honesty.
And just honesty. And look, the companies are run by honest people, but if there's no incentive for them to put money into extensive efforts to verify every applicant, everybody who signs up, they're not going to do it.
Right. So this is a huge problem. I'm going to go against Karl Rove. I think they get something done. So they're going to office John Thune's going to put out something, and it's going to fail. It's a Democratic proposal.
Right.
And then it's going to be, let's roll up our sleeves and get something done before Christmas with the Christmas deadline.
Yeah, I'm with you that they're going to get something done. I'm just dubious they're going to be able to get it done before my birthday.
And when's your birthday?
December 25th.
Oh, is it on Christmas?
Yes, it is.
I did not know
yes,
that.
Yes, my middle name is Christian, therefore.
How do you always have to take a back seat.
Oh, come on. Look, it did make me bitter that when I was a child, people would say, we gave you something special for birthday and Christmas. No, you didn't. You gave me the same red plastic fire truck you were going to give me anyway.
You're over it, though.
But as an adult, it's great to have been born on Christmas.
I guess so. That is so funny.
Next week, we're going to celebrate my birthday. You can come to the birthday party.
I would love to do it.
Fried chicken.
How many people? Fried chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken. It's an annual treat.
Who's your chef? Trump?
No. Local in Austin.
Okay.
But we'll have about 50 people over for the birthday party at our house.
All right, RFK will not approve fried chicken,
that's great. Who cares?
All right, so I want to talk about Venezuela. You've seen a lot of people say, well, this reminds I watched Jon Stewart last night, and he goes, this is Iraq all over again. He rolled in Rumsfeld. He rolled in Dick Cheney, and he said this is going to be easy. This is no problem. The president taking out these drug boats, moving towards pressuring Maduro to go. I think if Maduro stays, the president could actually make him look more powerful. He has to go.
How do you
turn up the pressure enough to get him out to Turkey or Qatar or somewhere?
Well, I hope there's a plan. I hope that that both Rubio and Hegseth and their people are working closely with the White House to execute that plan. Look, it's our hemisphere. The president's right. This is a problem for us. George H.W. Bush took out the leader of Panama because he was threatening our interests in the Panama Canal and getting in line with our enemies. Well, what do you think this guy in Venezuela has been doing? And remember, Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world. They could be a prosperous country like they once were, and they could be a strong ally of the United States. Now, their oil is not as easy to refine as oil from the Middle East or the Texas Permian Basin. In fact, do you know where the refineries are that refine the Venezuelan oil? On the coastline of Texas, Corpus Christi in particular. Citgo, which was there, that's where they would send their oil to be changed into more usable material.
So,
Cuba, but this guy's a bad guy.
He's a terrible guy. He's an illegitimate leader.
Yep.
We would not only be able to, in theory, the rightful leader should take over. They have a 100-day plan, 100-day military plan, 100-day security plan. Hopefully we're reviewing that. CIA is on the ground. But it would also take down Cuba, and Cuba knows it.
Yes.
Because Venezuela provides almost all the energy for that horrible island that could be great, and they're providing the security for Maduro.
That's correct.
So, having said all that, I think you got to go in and you got to do a deal with the military. Whoever's got the military, because the people don't have guns, but whoever's got the military will stay. This next step is critical.
Yeah, backing the domestic Venezuelan opposition is critical because it's they who have to say to the military, the United States has got our back. And when we come back into power in the elections that you know were fraudulent, when we come into power, we'll be able to work with you. They need to hear that more from the Venezuelan opposition than they hear from us. But we got to give the full backing. I think the president has done a good job at that. Think about it. The leader of the opposition has won the Nobel Peace Prize. What a courageous woman. She's going to go to
Maria Machado. And she is a very good speaker, and she is extremely pro-American. We don't have a minute left. But this whole double tap investigation, does it remind you of when they've had the 26 words on the State of the Union? This is not, to me, an even issue, but the Democrats are holding on to it like it's life and death.
Yeah, I think most Americans say, what are you talking about? It just goes right by them.
And they're a target or they're not a target.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the double tap going back, did Barack Obama ever miss the first time? I believe he had 567 strikes on various Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And there's sometimes, sadly, there were families of the terrorist in the car.
Yeah, well, Democrats can't get out of their own way.
So how do you stop the cadence of this? We're seeing it again.
I don't think we need to worry about it.
Tape release. We're not talking about it.
Yeah, well, I'm not even adverse to releasing the tape because the tape is going to, apparently, according to the briefing given to the Congress, it shows these guys trying to grab the drugs floating around, over get the boat back, get them into the boat, and head on. And, I mean, I love it. They say, well, the boat was meant to go to Suriname. Well, we're, great. Wonderful. So, in other words, you admit these are drug runners.
Yeah.
And what you're concerned about is that rather than going to Miami, it was going to a Suriname boat. Well, where do you think it was going to go from there?
I mean, you have to, the healthcare thing, you got points of view.
Yeah.
To me, it's right or wrong. Democrats are actually calling them shipwrecks. They're shipwrecked. Well, why did they get shipwrecked? Because they're moving drugs and we bombed them. Yeah.
When they say that, I think of these poor little guys sitting on a little island with one coconut tree and they're writing, rescue us in the sand and it's just ridiculous.
And no, it's been great, though. It's not ridiculous having Carl Rove for 45 minutes. That is awesome. Carl, thanks so much.
I am so honored. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
And happy birthday.
Happy Hanukkah. Yes, and thank you. Thank you for the birthday greeting.
I'm going to find out if there's more to know when we come back, and then I'm going to go do Outnumbered because America wants to see me on TV again.
Yeah,
they haven't said it, but I feel it.
And then you need to be in the center of it.
If you don't mind. Surrounded by four great anchors.
Exactly.
Thank you, Carl Rove. Back in a moment, you listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well,
I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes and there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple. To make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audienhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. More to know.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
The biggest shred of the day has to go to the college football committee search team for the horrific 12-team panel they assembled. But if you have any clue, you put Vanderbilt, you put Notre Dame in the tournament. There's no way I want to watch Tulane, who lost 45-10 to Mississippi, play Mississippi again. I think some of these people need to be fired on this committee. There ain't no way they should come up with 12 teams like this. Use some logic, have some extenuating circumstances, and do what's right. This is ridiculous.
John Gruden weighing in on the college playoffs
Joe Theismann did on Fox and Friends with us today. Welcome to More to Know, everybody. I'm going to be on Outnumbered in a few minutes. But just before I do that, I mean, he's upset that Notre Dame is out. He's upset that Alabama is in, that James Madison is in, that Tulane is in. And they had a committee picket. And, you know, there's people who are philosophical and say, well, if you have 18 playoffs, the 9 and 10 are always angry, or 13 and 14 are always angry. This does seem kind of ridiculous that Notre Dame is not in it. But in the playoffs, this is so we're going to see what's going to happen. Ultimately, college football's got bigger problems, and that is the NIL, the portal, the money being paid, the lack of regulation. This just adds to it. But yet, people can't get enough. Ratings are through the roof. Revenue is strong. Let's find out if there's more. Jalen Hurts becomes the first NFL player recorded history with two turnovers on the same play in a losing effort against the Los Angeles Chargers on Monday Night Football. I recorded it on my iPhone.
Hurts picked off, intercepted, and now the ball's out, and Hurts ends up with the ball in his hands. He fumbles. Chargers ball. Troy Dye ends up on the ball, and what a mess of a play.
Unbelievable. The first time ever two turnovers in the same play. The Chargers go on to win 22-19 in overtime. Philadelphia turned over the ball five times between them and Kansas City, last year's Super Bowl finalists. Doesn't seem like either one is playing playoff ball. Next, David Spade slams the mall, Christmas tree mall tree lighting ceremony for avoiding the word Christmas. Listen.
Christmas is taking a little bit of a beating lately. It is December. I saw the other day there was a tree lighting ceremony for the Christmas tree in some dopey mall, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, sure.
But it said tree lighting ceremony, and they were careful not to say the word Christmas during the whole ceremony.
No.
Like, why? So it's just a tree, and you go, but to consciously avoid that, then what is the tree for? A December to remember? Is it a Lexus dealership? Why do we have for the whole month? Isn't it for Christmas?
Sunday's episode of Spade and Dana Carvey's Fly on the Wall brought that up. But, David, this is some of the insanity we've been talking about for the last 10, 15 years. He's just getting into it now. Goody pointed it out. It is nuts. Next, Paramount going hostile in a bid for Warner Brothers, challenging the offer by Netflix, who thought they were going to walk away with it and then get Donald Trump to approve it. But Netflix buying Warner Brothers would likely kill movie theaters forever. Paramount offering more money. Listen to Donald Trump talk about the potential Warner Brother deals.
I know the companies very well. I know what they're doing, but I have to see. I have to see what percentage of market they have. We have to see the Netflix percentage of market, Paramount, the percentage of market. I mean, none of them are particularly great friends of mine. You know, I want to do what's right. It's so very important to do what's right.
Right, and the movie industry matters a lot. This is one time in which Hollywood, I think, is going to lobby the president to stay away from the Netflix deal because it would literally kill theaters and bolster streaming no matter what Netflix says. But what do you think? Next, real quick, ABC has extended Jimmy Kimmel's contract for another year after last year, them canceling and then bringing him back. It looks like he's got at least one more year. His ratings still aren't very good. Quick note, Philip Rivers, 44 years old, coming out of retirement to hopefully pay for the Colts again. Amazing. Brian Kilmeade Show, on to Outnumbered.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. And there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Now, from the...
Now,
this is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.